What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike show for Wednesday from the DealsInTheD.com studios. And I want to thank somebody.
Oh, you're welcome.
It is Mitchell, Ryan, and Dean Bice, who love the show. And they left this package for Mags and Layla at the Killer Cares event. And this package is unbelievable. There's bowls, a little doggy carpet, a doggy bed.
A rug that's already in action, right?
Yes.
Yeah, with a big paw print on it.
Also, these bones that both of them went nuts for. They were both on their stomachs on all fours going after their bones last night.
Yeah.
The vet made a house call. Dr. Mark came over.
Really?
To give them their shots, which they hadn't had in a while. Really? I know, I didn't know vets did that.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It wasn't a Clark move either, where I talked him into coming here because I could never, ever go in.
Wait, that happened?
How did Mike Clark get all those people to come to his house?
Oh, it's amazing. He's a very convincing person.
He is. So thank you, Mitchell,
thank
Ryan,
you.
And Dean. That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
thank you for that.
Facebook Live brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Don't forget about the giant indoor-outdoor patio. The patio is open and full of good times, handcrafted cocktails, and delicious Mexican delicacies. Have date night on Mesa's awesome patio while enjoying the fresh-squeezed margaritas and delightful dinners. Or bring your work colleagues to Detroit or Royal Oaks' fastest and highest quality lunch. And, of course, it is the Oasis for Arts, Beats, and Eats. Mesa between 3rd and 4th on Main in Royal Oak.
Nice.
So last night, somebody sent me, I think this is the best place to start today.
Someone wants a mushroom update right off the top. How's the mushroom?
They're both knocked down. I saw Mags. What? Mags appear to be showing interest in the giant one.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a UFO. I don't blame him. And I just thought, what if the dogs,
knock it down.
They're really good about not eating bad stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could drop, 50 pills on the floor and they'll sniff them, but they won't eat them.
Good.
Not that I've ever dropped 50 pills on the floor. I've just noticed it. Oh, my God, that's on the floor. I'm surprised the dog didn't eat it.
R.I.P., Bill.
Yeah. Bill would have ate that.
Oh,
shit,
sorry.
It's fine.
How many pills did Bill eat?
When he nearly overdosed on my head medication, I want to say, 3 or 4 pills. But those were really powerful pills.
Oh, wow.
But I can't really recall.
Well, anyway.
It was the diaper that killed him, eating the diaper.
Death
by diaper.
I don't think my dogs would eat a diaper either. I really don't.
Well, do you want me to bring one by?
No. I mean, sure. Yeah, I will.
See if they eat it.
I'll see if they eat one. I really don't think they will.
I don't think they would either.
By the way, the shots, Layla just went nuts. She was just squirming and barking. And yeah, Mags, totally chill.
Huh.
Didn't even notice. Had his blood taken.
A lot of skin and fur and stuff to get through. What are the shots for? Worms?
They have a leukemia shot or something, or they have some shots they have to get every rabies shot.
Were you worried for them? You didn't want them to be.
Well, yeah, I was worried about them getting shots, but especially
we're full of diseases. We got cancer. We got whooping cough. We got diabetes. We got it all.
What's the worm test?
Rosacea.
The worm? I don't know.
Some kind of a, it called? I can't even remember. I think it comes back tomorrow, but anyway.
He's got AIDS.
I love taking the girls in to get their, their shots, their vaccinations.
Well, if you want them to be autistic, go ahead.
No, I take them. Well, maybe. Someone wants to know if your dogs have licenses yet.
No, that's why I got the shots.
Oh, really?
It's one of the reasons, yeah.
Because they hate dogs. I love dogs. I like cats more, but it's accusing me of hating dogs.
Why's Facebook Live fascinated with my shirt today?
It's a busy shirt.
It is a busy shirt.
I like it, though.
Now, that's a Mike Clark shirt. Print all over it. And I have a matching Cubs hat, which is a pure accident. So, anyways, getting to the...
Nice outfit, by the way. Rock and roll.
Thank you. The audio that I sent you last night, Brandon, of Jeffrey Epstein being questioned.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, this is some deposition. I have no idea when this is, what it was, but clearly they're trying to get some money out of him for his sexual assaults, and so they're making some pretty pointed questions. And he looks like he's really just put out by this. First of all, he's kind of smiling smugly, and then he just looks sort of put out, like, how dare anyone bother me like this? Oh, my God, I hate this guy.
It was a very short section of this deposition. Yes.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
Yes, I do.
What a dick.
I know, he's just
the worst. Please give us your name? Jeffrey Epstein.
Is it true, sir, that you have what's been described as an egg-shaped penis?
Form, vague, indefinite, and I'm going to give you the first warning, Mr. Peterman, that these types of
good
questions...
Good job, Mr. Peterman.
What's wrong with the question?
...directed in a manner to embarrass Mr. Epstein.
Oh, God forbid we embarrass Mr. Epstein.
I guess it's argumentative is what they said. But he corrects it. Mr. Peterman does well here.
Police department's probable cause affidavit, one witness described your penis as oval-shaped and claimed when erect it was thick towards the bottom but was thin and small towards the head portion.
Ooh, ouch.
And called it egg-shaped. Those are not my words.
Look
I apologize.
Look at him smiling to you.
But as Mr. Critton has stated, that this is a...
Oh, he's taking his microphone off. He's so upset! Oh, yeah, you don't want fucking 13-year-olds, but God forbid anybody ask you a question.
Yeah.
Well, you prick.
Probably had to go play with his egg-shaped penis.
Yeah, a little chode.
Ooh.
Isn't it just...
It's just not a flattering
unbelievable
way to have
to
your
see
penis
him
described.
Get so appalled by that. Yeah. I mean, the guy who has to have five teenage girls come over and be molested every day just to have a normal day. And
let's see your penis.
Oh, man. Money does to people.
I feel like he wanted to go, yeah, that's my penis. It's egg-shaped. What of it? And then his lawyer would say,
soak it in salt water and see if it plumps up. You're the one with the skinny dingling?
What a monster.
Hey, that's the price of what he wants to do that, then that's what you get, buddy. Sorry you don't like it.
There's another
on yourself.
Another update with Prince Andrew. He's been busted by the flight manifest.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was in the area. I don't know what they meant.
On all
by
three occasions, the girl said she was with him.
Yeah.
They were in the same place. How about that?
Basically, her claims are backed up by the flight manifest. So he's cooked, man. Kick him out of the royal family. Do they do that? Do they kick people out of the royal family?
No, I think you have to resign, like Prince.
Oh, yeah, Wallace Simpson. You know,
yeah, he was going to marry the divorcee.
Which led to the King's Speech. That's the only thing I know about. The movie.
Wait, that was Prince Edward? Was it Prince Edward?
I don't know.
I renounce for the woman I love.
Piece of pussy.
Some American socialite.
Yeah, it was Simpson. A total whore.
She was twice divorced, I believe.
You know how I know she was a total whore? Madonna played her in the movie. Didn't she play her in the movie?
Madonna did?
Yeah, didn't Madonna make a movie about her called We? Isn't that We movie?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
A.K.A. Little Miss
Put
Swust.
Myself out there. Let me see. Let me do some.
I try to stay away from Madonna movies. I only remember Swept Away and Sliver and...
Desperately Seeking Susan.
And Dick Tracy.
That's true. That wasn't bad.
Dick Tracy, yes. You've seen more Madonna films than you know.
Why do musicians always feel they have a right to be a movie star?
I don't know. Because they're famous.
And they get offers.
I think I hate it more when when movie stars think they should. I'm a great musician, too. I could have some hit records. Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Eddie Murphy.
The Bacon Brothers.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Bacon Brothers.
Johnny Depp.
Kiefer Sutherland's on tour right now.
Keanu Reeves.
Well, he had to suspend the tour because he got hurt.
Yeah. He fall off a stage?
He fell off his tour bus, which he does not allow anyone to go to the bathroom on. They're constantly stopping.
That's not an uncommon rule.
Yeah, but the story said they're constantly stopping at McDonald's. And a correction, by the way, the movie We is based on Wallace Simpson and King Edward's abdication, but Madonna wrote it and directed it.
No wonder I've never heard of it.
What a shit movie that must be. It only cost $11 million to make.
No. Not interested.
How much do you think it made at the box office? Cost $11 million to make.
Half a million?
$560,000.
Wow, it's pretty close. Nice job, Madonna.
You were a little low. Actually, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm on.
Good job of writing.
I can't believe she couldn't put on another movie.
That's too bad.
Sorry. Anyway.
Aren't movie stars being musicians, though? Isn't that annoying, or TV stars, or teen?
Who's the most successful one?
Well, Don Johnson had a hit. Eddie Murphy had a hit. Bruce Willis had a couple hits. That was really annoying because he really thought he was a musician.
Yeah.
Bruno and the Heaters.
Eminem. I mean, 8 Mile and Prince.
He had music before he had movies.
Well, no, I
said movie stars that make music.
I can have a hit record. I was going the other way. Okay.
Cher was what first? Music.
Cher was a musician. Not music. She was Sonny's wife first, and she sang with Sonny.
LL Cool J became pretty good. Not good.
Yeah, he was a musician. He was a musician first.
No, I'm saying movie star first.
Right.
And then a musician. Figure. People that go, I can have a hit record because I'm really good in the movies.
Yeah, no, there's not many.
But there's a lot that have tried.
I think.
The Hoff. Yeah, the Hoff.
That's true.
Only if we're in Germany.
A bunch of the Disney stars who start out as kids, like Miley Cyrus.
Mandy Moore, Lindsay Lohan, they all have records. Lindsay Lohan's announced that she's recording a new album.
Oh, gross. In what language, since she, and what accent? She speaks in multiple accents.
So, what's so stupid is some of those records actually were semi-hits that these idiots, Mandy Moore had.
I can't believe we forgot one and someone on Facebook Live mentioned. Don't look at it. Let me find it. Because you'll love the song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I know which song. Maybe I'll cue it up first.
Oh, what are we in a race now?
Yeah.
It's one of Drew's favorite performances ever. It is.
Oh, alive, Kevin Spacey.
Thank you, Jimmy. Whatever happened to this guy? Whatever happened to this guy's music career?
About John Stamos.
Oh, David Soul. David Soul had a number one hit from Starsky and Hutch.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Jamie Foxx. I think his song.
Jamie Foxx.
Blame it on the alcohol.
I mean, the star of. What did they say Jamie Foxx was the star of the other day?
I didn't even. I don't even remember
Shazam.
It.
Shazam.
Yeah. Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Wait, I just thought.
Shazam.
Oh, yeah, beat Shazam.
I just thought of one. Wait. Lieutenant Dan has a band.
Gary Sinise?
Yeah.
Gary Sinise has a band.
They're not. Wait, they weren't bad.
That dude's cool, though.
Do we have breaking news on Mateen Cleaves?
Well, I know they were deliberating.
Somebody on Facebook Live said Mateen Cleaves not guilty.
Really? Well, then I'll dedicate this David Soul song to him.
This was a huge hit. I think it was number one.
Because, you know, Mateen's going through some tough times. He needs a lot of friends.
His career took kind of a downspin when he got caught beating his wife up. Don't give up on his wife. Boy, smack that.
Mateen Cleaves was found not guilty in sexual assault trial. Yeah.
Really?
Wait, I'm still stuck at the fact that this pussy beat up his wife?
Yeah. It's
written in the I don't think it helped his career. Oh, did he get busted doing coke on a set or something?
I don't know.
Or sexually assaulting someone?
I'm so distracted. I need to know everything about David Soul now. I hate this. I'm going down a David Soul rabbit hole. Gross.
Go ahead. Starsky and Hutch was a big show.
Shit.
All right, so Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant.
What do you mean, so all right? You can't just throw that one out there.
Check
that was a nasty
out.
Fart.
So he plays bass.
Bren's acting like his fart accentuated was about what he's about to say.
Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band.
His fart translated was point of personal privilege.
Oh, great quality.
Of course, the bass is cranked
because Sinise is playing.
He's a cool dude.
He's pretty cool.
I like
that. Dan Glazier says William Shatner.
That's true.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Good topic for Facebook
what
Live.
What about Bradley Cooper?
It's a perfect example. It's perfect.
It's a hit, though.
Conversation over.
It's a hit, though.
Oh, my God, when they were looking into each other's eyes. Oh.
Here's another one. Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow in that duet movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, you know which one I actually like?
This is funny.
That Taylor Momsen chick. She was
little
Cindy Lou Who in the Grinch movie, and now she's...
she's a hard rocker.
Yeah, she's a hard rocker. And
Jack Wagner.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Wagner had a hit.
Dr. Peter Burns.
Yes.
Oh, Russell Crowe, too. Making movies, making songs, and fighting around the world.
Oh, what was that? 30-odd something?
Oh, Ryan Gosling has a band.
He does?
Yes, he does.
Oh, we're forgetting.
Bentley turned me on to it. I mean, Jim.
A pretty big one, too.
Who?
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
Yeah.
Billy you Bob. Wouldn't say I'm that to Tom Petty, Tom Petty, would you?
Billy Bob.
Bill Murray. Bill Murray's touring.
Patrick
Swayze. She's like the wind.
Elvis.
No, Elvis was music first.
It's really
Jenny from Gossip Girl. Patty P.
Did you know David Soul? That's not his real name.
No, I did not.
David Solberg.
Ooh. That reminds me.
Did you know he became a British citizen in 2004?
I did not.
Did you know he's married 5 times?
I told you. He had problems with women.
6 children.
I had problems. I don't know. I guess when you said David Solberg, it reminded me of it. And it's completely the wrong reason. Have you seen the 4 guys that have been arrested for terror plots in the last few days?
I got to close this thing about David Soul.
What now? Go ahead.
Soul first gained attention as the cover man appearing on the Merv Griffin show from 66 to 67, which he sang while wearing a mask. He explained, "My name is David Soul, and I want to be known for my music." Because he's barely too hot. He's too attractive. Fuck you, Soul.
That is so stupid. Oh my God. That's so stupid.
That's of course, like, nobody knows him from his music. They know him as being Hutch.
What's the guy that ran for president? John Edwards?
Yeah, right. John Edwards.
John Edwards. Yeah, when he was asked, "Do you think your handsomeness is a distraction?" And he said, "Well, no, I don't think it's a distraction because," but he actually answered the question like, "He's so handsome that it's difficult to consider him a politician."
You think he's handsome?
How do you walk into that? I mean, I guess you just have no
cut out Soul. He wasn't that hot.
He thinks he was.
I know he, obviously.
I want to be known for my music.
Jimmy Tucker, what about the Hoff? Thanks for listening to the podcast. Ooh, on Facebook Live,
Jimmy was on a roll, too.
Was he?
Yeah, he's the one that mentioned some of them.
The four guys arrested for terror plots in the last...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. First of all, there's a guy who... looks like the biggest zero, Brandon. God.
Someone wrote Jonah Falcon. That was Gary Hill. That's a good
one.
He
went from films about his penis to trying to make a record.
And he did make a record. Jared Leto. That Jared Leto might be the most successful one.
Oh, man, that bums me out.
Oh, yeah. That's true. All
the guys and Soul was great and Dirty Harry? Is that true?
I don't know.
Should we do a whole show on David Soul? I'm starting to think we should.
Do a whole show? A Soul show?
David Soul.
David Soul show? We need to. I'm going to track him down. Let's interview David Soul.
I'd interview him.
Is he still alive?
I swear to God, I thought he just got in trouble for something. Who was the other guy? Was that Dan Glazer?
He had 3 names, didn't he, the other guy?
Jan Michael Glazer?
Yeah.
Is that possible? I don't know.
Paul Michael Glazer.
Paul Michael Glazer. Okay.
Is he dead? No, he's alive. I'm confusing.
Wait, is he the guy whose wife got AIDS?
Paul.
Remember the guy? The Hollywood guy. This is terrible. Yes. The Hollywood guy whose wife got AIDS.
Elizabeth Glazer.
What a great question.
Was that his wife?
Yeah, because the big foundation. Really, yeah.
To me, he's kind of better known for his wife getting AIDS than he is for Starsky and Hutch.
Well, isn't that like the biggest AIDS foundation?
Yeah, it was huge. Foundation. And it was like, you know, hey, I'm this guy, I got a career, my wife has AIDS. Oh my God, my wife has. And it was like, everything was about his wife having AIDS. And I, you know, I understand that. I mean, she died, didn't she? Pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now he's known for my wife died of AIDS.
And I got remarried a couple times.
I had to keep
getting remarried
because
they didn't get AIDS. Terrible.
I hate saying it, but he's the guy. Oh, yeah, his wife had AIDS.
Well,
he's the guy
whose
wife
had
AIDS.
Best known for.
Yeah, he was humping along with a career, and then his wife got AIDS.
It's like
and
no one says, oh, David Soul was the covered man on the Merv Griffin show who wanted to be known for his music. Now he's Hutch.
That's a great story. I love that.
Okay, so the four.
So the four guys, yeah. One of them was going to shoot up a synagogue, I think, and he had an arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean an arsenal, like AR-15s and all this crap. And then there's a guy who told his girlfriend, by the way, why do these guys, you know, remember the guy went on the date with his girlfriend? He's like, look at this mass shooting video. Look at this mass shooting video. First date.
The Dayton shooter, yeah.
Right. And then you have this guy who is texting his girlfriend going, I'm going to shoot 100 people. That's my goal.
Yeah.
And she turned him in. And I'm thinking that doesn't seem like a lot of girlfriends could turn guys in or girls. I mean, don't seem like these guys try to impress girls with this stuff.
Well, I think that's exactly what they're doing. Or they're using it as a threat. Like, don't dump me or I'm going to do this.
Yeah, there's that too. But it'd be nice if more of these girlfriends would speak up like this girl, which was great. He got arrested. And he thought he was hot, too.
Oh, really?
The guy with the girl, the guy who told his girlfriend he's going to shoot 100 people, thinks he's hot. I'm telling you.
Great. Well, he's no David Soul.
No, he's not. But I'm not kidding you. He thinks he's hot. These are not the worst-looking four guys who've had mass terror plots.
No. Well, that's
it's kind of weird. I expect ugly people always.
That's what's
you
weird.
You like what you see, huh?
That's what's weird, though, because these two horrible mass shootings, now everyone's aware of the possibility, so they turn people in.
Which is great. So I know when it's close to the, when it's near your, what's the word I'm looking for? Damn it. When it's close to mind.
Yeah.
But, when it's nothing's happened in a while, you're maybe not thinking about it as much. Then this Vegas guy. He wanted to shoot up a gay bar or a synagogue. And this asshole patrolled his neighborhood with an assault rifle.
Yeah, he was on the news.
What?
Which I think that empowered him because he was on the I'm on the news patrolling my cul-de-sac, by the way. Did you notice it was a cul-de-sac?
Oh, cul-de-sac? Oh, boy, you have big goals, don't you?
You're guarding a cul-de-sac.
I'm protecting the cul-de-sac.
Hey,
spread out. No one turns around in this cul-de-sac. Nobody takes anybody down in this entire cul-de-sac.
What a dick.
Nobody fucks with this cul-de-sac. See those three homes? Nobody.
You thought you could drive through here. Nope. No turning around. Put it right in reverse. You think that...
Hey, I said, get out of my house.
I know you want to turn around without putting your car in reverse. Not here.
You will take a 3 or 5 point turn before you will drive around this cul-de-sac.
Freeze. What an asshole.
Oh, my God. These people. How many fucked up people we have? So, yeah, that was...
some people are too in love with their guns.
It sure seems that way. And I still... I'm just so tired of this topic. It's sort of like the Rashida Tlaib and Israel.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't even know what's going on. I don't even care.
Does.
It's like, can you just get off TV? Off the TV.
She's got a new
Leave
fight.
Me alone.
She's got a new fight today. That's what I said right
before.
I want
a restraining order against against Rashida Tlaib
on TV.
And Ilhan Omar. I want a restraining order against the entire squad and against Trump. Both. Get out of my way, all five of you.
Nobody.
I don't
want to
hear anything
it.
You're talking about.
He is just going after her on Twitter, and you know what? It's going to work.
I kind of think
it's going to work.
I don't think
it's... He just keeps saying those four are the face of the Democratic Party, and people are going to believe it.
I know. It's...
Because they're on TV all the time. Her new fight, though, is with the police chief, Craig.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
so she's interested in something in Detroit?
Well, yeah, I know. Exactly.
For change.
Where she's supposed to be representing, but...
And I don't understand that. I understand she's a congresswoman. She can talk about whatever she wants, but, boy, it sure seems a lot... There's not that much talk about our district, is there? It doesn't seem like every time I hear from her, it's something else.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be about. You're supposed to be representing that district.
Well, that's kind of how I felt. I mean, it's not my district, and I'm sure she'll be reelected.
So she's upset with the facial recognition?
Yes, yeah, because Detroit wants facial recognition. And
okay, what's the problem with facial recognition, by the way?
I don't know.
I think a lot of the
problems...
You're
going to be on tape, I guess?
I think a lot of the problems are, A, it takes away some of your privacy, but B, they feel like this technology doesn't work all of the time.
And what is Rashida Tlaib, she studied the technology?
A lot of the studies came out, they get it wrong a lot.
A lot?
But, isn't it? Yeah, oh yeah.
How often is a lot?
Well, I think they recently... And
2 out of 5 was the one I read.
I saw something, and I don't know exactly how this works, but they had tested it with the politicians of California, and it incorrectly stated that several of those politicians were felons or something.
Yeah, well, it's just...
I think a lot of people are against it, period.
Yeah, because it's a little big brother.
Well, I guess every criminal should have a fair chance to get away. Is that the idea?
I don't think it's about the criminal. I think it's about the... innocent people.
Well, what are the? Who cares if you're innocent? If you're not doing anything, and it perfectly recognizes your face, then they're going to go, yeah, we recognize you. You're innocent.
I'm for. I just want more cameras everywhere. You know how London and New York have a ton of cameras.
They bust people all the time.
It's basically it looks like having more witnesses.
All these true crime stories I watch, you can't believe how many cameras bust people. I mean, you watch enough of those shows, and you go, how does anybody get away with anything?
I know.
How does anyone get away with anything? I wouldn't even think about a crime because it's like, well, I'll be caught. I'll be seen on security camera.
You got to do a crime where there's no cameras, which is
pretty much
in the middle
of
nowhere.
Easy is that?
Yeah, the whole thing, I guess, this started when Rashida Tlaib had tweeted to the Detroit police saying you should probably rethink this whole facial recognition bullshit, and she linked the Vice story where it says Bernie Sanders is the first candidate to call for a ban on facial recognition.
No, why ban it?
We don't need
why
a ban.
Why not perfect it?
Exactly. That's why does everything have to be
I mean, if it's
Brandon.
What is going on over there?
I don't know. It's like Bernie Sanders, but he's just the first one right now, but they're going to get a wave.
You can't let that escape
quietly. We're not talking about Bernie Sanders now.
You can't let that fart go out quietly because you're pushing him, clearly.
What I understand is you had none yesterday, so what did you eat between yesterday and now? And you took two dumps in Drew's house today earlier, so.
The conversation has totally got off topic.
Yeah, because of you, so let's talk about that.
Your farts aren't so special that they're just going to be ignored. Like they're just part of the wonderful flow of the show.
Sorry. I just thought that we would.
So what did you eat in the last?
Push them out.
What did you eat in the last 24 hours?
Steak last night. Ribeye. Medium. Rare. Yeah.
You didn't know how it was good. That's all you've had.
Potatoes?
I didn't have. No, I didn't have a side dish.
Just really. A steak?
Just
cabbage?
Steak by itself?
Yeah, and I had
so your dinner was a plate which just had a giant steak on it. There was nothing else.
Pretty sweet.
Well, I seasoned the shit out of it.
I'm kind
of
jealous.
I had some
what about some bread?
Honey bunches of oats.
Honey bunches of oats?
Oh, it's a lot of fiber.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah?
You're not sorry.
Yeah, that's a big old sorry, not sorry, if I've ever heard one.
Sorry, not sorry.
There's a new poll, speaking of politics, which I don't like to do, but...
Sorry, not sorry.
Is this the one that Trump's mad at? He yelled at Fox?
I didn't hear him. No, this is not. I heard he was yelling at Fox, and I didn't even know why.
Is it Britt Hume? Is that a guy on Fox?
Yeah, he's on Fox.
Is he the one that responded? One of them responded to Trump that said, you know, Mr. President, there's news people on the station and there are pundits. You know, we're reporting what our polls say, which match aggregates of other polls.
What was the poll on? Approval rating?
No, it's just the one that said it was a Fox News poll that he would lose to. It's the one Brandon had in his prep that he would lose to Biden, Bernie.
Elizabeth Warren.
Warren. And I think Kamala Harris, which kind of.
What would he lose by?
Not much. It was fairly close.
Oh, really? Because he wasn't even close to Biden. Biden was up like 12 points last time I saw him. They go head to head.
It's one of those that I just saw and went by.
I feel like Biden might expire on the campaign trail.
I feel like he just might wander off the campaign trail.
He might.
Next thing you know, he's going to, be in Mexico, just walking around clueless.
Be diagnosed with dementia, and he'll still win.
I
still prefer him to Donald Trump.
Have you seen his first big campaign ad that he bought?
Yes.
The whole theme of it is polls show that I'll beat Donald Trump. So it's basically vote for me because I'm not him, which is not a way to vote.
What Jill Biden, not Dr. Jill Biden, Jill Biden, who cannot prescribe drugs, she said that, hey, John, this is exactly how she said it, too. I'll do her voice.
You might not agree with Joe on health care or something, but he's the one that can win. He's electable.
Electability.
So that's apparently their mantra.
Did people not learn anything from the past election? Electability is the only thing you're going to run on?
Yeah, I don't know about running on that. It sure sounds like that's the theme of the day. That could be a short-term thing. It's big in polls.
Like a waste of a commercial because last year, I just remember seeing, I'm sorry, last time we had a presidential election, all polls showed Clinton, 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 Clinton.
Absolutely. Most. I don't ever remember Trump being ahead of Hillary Clinton, ever.
She did win the popular. That's the problem, the popular vote.
No, but people weren't saying Hillary Clinton's going to win the popular vote, but she'll lose the Electoral College. No. Nobody said that. I remember is people saying, oh, my God, the path for Donald Trump to win is almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
In fact, they were saying that on election night when the first states were rolling in. So
Warren, though, Warren's gaining steam because she's got the I don't know if you saw the picture of she was in Minnesota today.
Oh, she had a.
Well, she apologized to Native Americans too.
A ton of people showed out.
She didn't really.
Pocahontas.
Did you see her apology though? She didn't.
I heard she didn't
admit that she wasn't wrong though.
Specifically. She has been declaring herself Native American since 1985 until the DNA test, yeah. Pretty much. So you know, it's funny how big a deal that isn't.
Her and her beer commercial.
I mean, really, that's not that big a deal. I mean, imagine if, who's that Doleal, Rachel Doleal?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
if she ran for president, don't you think people go, hey, you're the chick that said you were black all the time? I mean, wouldn't that be a big deal?
As that's opposed, why, yeah.
Aren't you a little surprised with Elizabeth Warren? It's really not a big deal.
I'm kind of surprised.
I'm extremely surprised because that's pretty major bullshit.
Yeah.
Which is not to say that she isn't good at being a candidate, but
I'm surprised because that the extreme left, they love tearing each other apart. You think they'd be all over her for that?
I know.
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Oh God.
I don't know why that's not a bigger deal. But anyway, the new poll has Biden up 29%.
What?
Up 7%. Sanders has 15%. Elizabeth Warren has 14%. And Buttigieg and Kamala have 5%. Kamala's down 12%.
Oh, Lord.
She's done.
What,
just say goodbye.
What about Yang?
Yangster? He's not even mentioned.
Who's Edge?
What about the Yang Gang?
What about Lisa Klobuchar?
Oh,
is that her
yeah.
name?
Yeah.
Don't anybody bitch at me for screwing her name up either.
Amy Klobuchar.
Okay. Isn't Amy. She was on CNN with Brooke Baldwin today,
mm-hmm.
And she's going,
who's that broad?
She goes,
well, I've done so much for gay rights.
This is exactly what her voice sounds like.
I've done so much for gay rights.
And Brooke Baldwin's interrupting her. Like, she won't stop interrupting her because she's trying to ask her, like, but you have a zero in the polls. You have no chance of winning. And she just keeps going,
and I did this, and I did that, and I did that.
And she's going, yeah, but you're a non-entity in the polls. Shut up and yeah. Tell me how that's going to change. She goes,
well, that's why I'm on here now.
But you got to raise money and you got
to. The only thing we remember out of Klobuchar is that she ate a salad with her comb. Do you know that story?
Gross.
She ripped her up.
I would think that'd be the end of her.
I thought it would have too, but they didn't have a fork. They ran on a flight, and so she pulled out a comb and started using that as a fork.
Gross.
That sounds delicious. Much,
and then ripped into her aids because they didn't have a fork for her because she's kind of ragged.
So she likes the taste voice. Of sebum, apparently.
Yeah, I don't need any dressing. I got my own on my comb.
What matters most, they asked people, is
economy.
It to beat Trump or is it that you share my position as a candidate? If you're under 45 and you're a Democrat, 41%, the most important thing is beating Trump. And if you're
45,
56%, the most important thing is to share my position. If you're over 45, 66% say the most important 45. Thing is beating Trump. 25% say sharing my position. I thought it'd be the other way around.
Wow.
Isn't that strange? I thought younger people would be more about beating Trump.
Yeah. I would have too.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Biden, somehow, how did he widen his lead? Did he not, just not go out and stumble for a few
exactly.
days?
He didn't make any gaffes. No gaffes. Clueless Joe. Oh, so I declared Yang done when he cried. He really hurt himself the other day, too. Did you see him dancing?
No.
Brandon, will you pull up Andrew Yang? Either try Jazzercise. I think he was at a Jazzercise class.
All right. While you're pulling that up, I will mention that football season is just around the corner, and my bookie is ready to take your bet. But it doesn't have to be football. It could be soccer.
Yeah. Well, they'll take your soccer bet.
Can't you play poker there, too? You play blackjack? Mark play a lot of poker there.
It's crazy.
You bet.
Yes, you can. It's actually kind of fun.
You bet, you win, they pay. My bookie is live in-game betting on NFL games this year. So you
it's
can, you know, if you lose money in the first half, you can win it back in the second half. In
it's
fact, you
best.
Can up your bet and still win money. And if you lose that, you can bet three times that amount in the fourth quarter and win it all back.
Chase like crazy. It's great.
They got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there.
It's kind of in-game betting, kind of like the stock market. You're looking for the right value and opportunity to jump in.
You could bet the over-under and how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Well, that's pretty
really?
Cool. Yeah.
And then you can root for just one player. I like that.
I like that a lot. I think I want to try that.
There are ways to bet.
Call to action is up to the first $1,000 deposit bonus.
So it's a straight
up to $1,000. Yeah, it's a match for the first $1,000. Double your first deposit. Use the promo code Drew to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today, MyBookie, and don't forget to use the promo code Drew, DREW, when
Drew?
Creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid.
No.
MyBookie. All right, is Yangster dancing?
Check this out, yeah.
Is he at a jazzercise class?
Yeah.
Is already a big start.
Is that the Cupid shuffle?
Yeah.
Why is he doing this?
Because he needs votes? I don't know. There's nobody there, really.
But he knows the dance, so he's spending too much time dancing, if you ask me.
Yeah, a lot of
losing money. And clarifying his position.
Let the record show, too, that's the most white people I've ever seen do the Cupid shuffle at once.
What is the Cupid shuffle?
It's just a line dance they do it at weddings.
Yeah, it gets a lot of people out to the dance floor.
You guys sound like you're really into the Cupid shuffle.
It happens at every wedding, Drew. Every wedding. It happened at my wedding, I'm sure.
We were watching a football game.
You were probably, watching a no-hitter.
Just didn't look that exciting to me.
No-hitter.
Surprised you guys are that into it.
Nobody understands it.
Breaking news. What?
What happened there? Why did that stutter like that?
Right. Nice computer.
There's a celebrity divorce. And I'm not talking about Marilyn Raskob, which just popped up too as a celebrity divorce. Larry King has filed for divorce against his wife, Sean. Which we had heard this.
You got tired of watching her bang other guys?
my cuckold days are over.
No, Larry.
He's like 900 years old.
I know. Well,
I want to be single. I want to play the field for a while.
Where was your mother?
This is divorce number 7.
Number 7?
Yes.
I want to play the field for a while.
I don't have many years left. I better get as much boning in as I can.
He's going to be out with some 30-year-old in no time.
Oh, I hope so.
Watch.
Consider that a divorce.
I met one of my son's friends, and I'm dating her now. She's 18.
Oh, Larry.
Cannon and Chance. Isn't that his kid's
name? My ex-wife is destroying my name.
Is he still folding himself up in chairs at Dodger games?
No, I haven't seen him there much.
Postseason, he'll be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Along
the next Mary Hart.
Yeah.
He's 85.
You know what I forgot to mention when we were talking about Epstein? Well, a couple things. One, there's a woman now who says she was a sex slave.
Yeah.
She was trafficked. And she was forced to marry another girl because she was a U.S. citizen and this girl was from somewhere else and Epstein wanted to bang her.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep her in the country in bangable territory without having to take Pedophilia 1 or Lolita 1.
Yeah. Lolita Express.
He needed her to marry someone, and the person that she married was someone that needed money for some medical expenses.
Yeah.
So he paid the girl medical expenses to marry this girl
so
he could bang her.
Where did they? How long ago was that?
I don't know.
So it was two girls getting married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Must have been fairly recent. It was after 2010.
Yeah, so it had to be after his, first stint in jail.
And also, on the royal thing, and this Andrew, how in the world, I guess because he's royalty, he can just say, don't look over here.
Well, he's going to be totally protected.
But between him and Fergie, they are just the most despicable people.
Yeah.
Fergie, somebody sent me something, somebody lives in Toledo sent me something yesterday. It was a story about Fergie visiting Toledo in 2003, the first time a royal's ever visited Toledo.
But she's barely a royal.
And she was promoting a clothing line. She's appearing at a mall.
I'm sure.
I mean, what will this whore not do for money?
I'm sure the queen's really happy about that.
Oh, and who are the idiots who go, oh my God, Fergie's at the mall?
Yeah.
She's a duchess.
I don't get that at all.
But they also, in the story, mentioned her Weight Watchers campaign.
Yeah, great success.
And also she had some brief stint on the Today Show. I forgot about that.
What, really?
Yeah. I mean, she's tried to basically do anything that anyone can do and fail at, but get money at the same time.
I bet you she's really mad that Instagram didn't exist. She could have been an influencer.
She's too old now. I bet she has an Instagram page. I bet she does.
Ugh. But she's really, really the original, what's that girl's name? Jessie Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
She has no skills.
She has nothing. None. Yeah. No, nothing. Bring none to the table.
I have no skills.
And she
bring nothing to the table.
She couldn't even be a royal, which requires no skills.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job. I am worthless.
Might as well be Fergie.
What a joke.
She was married to Andrew when she was busted sucking that guy's toes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was sucking her toes, wasn't he?
God, that's a real famous picture. That picture just came up again the other
day. Yeah, because he got set, that guy that sucked those toes got put on a date with Lisa Guerrero.
That's right. Yeah, that's how we,
I'm worthless.
That was the same guy?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, said, that's what you said. They set him up. That was
and,
one of her, yeah.
And during the date, he said that, and she was like, oh, great. See ya.
Lisa Guerrero.
She also had a British television show, short-lived, called Sarah, Surviving Life. Oh, yeah, life is so hard.
What a tough
life. It's so hard.
Ugh.
The worst half hour of television ever.
Well, it might be hard. She is married to a pedophile. She does have a Instagram.
Yeah, that's true. She's not married to him, though. She just lives with him.
Guess how many followers?
On Instagram?
Uh-huh.
A million?
236,000.
But she's a royal.
Right.
I'm saying that I'm in shock that it's that low.
Yeah, that's really low.
Her most recent picture is her with baby Beatrice and that pedophile standing next to her.
What are the comments? Are people coming, oh, my God, this is a nice picture.
Wait, the one before it's even better. It's the Tony Robbins picture. Cause remember she...
Oh, yeah. She's working for Tony Robbins, accused by 9 people of sexual assault.
Delighted to be an ambassador for the Pegasus Group Holdings.
Shut the fuck up.
Blah, blah,
delighted
blah.
To get a paycheck for doing nothing.
Keep doing what you do. Wonderful project.
What?
That's what someone wrote.
Yeah, like they have any idea
what
that
even is. Oh, my God. This is dope. Duchess, you're amazing. Hand clap emoji.
Yeah, she's an amazing weasel.
Great work, Duchess. Always striving to give a helping hand and make the world a better place.
No, wrong. No, it's to take something from the world. She does nothing but take from the world.
This is so great. Nice work, Sarah.
Who are these kids? I want these ass kissers in one place, and I want to drop a bomb on them. I mean, how worse off would the world be if the people kissing Sarah Ferguson's ass on Instagram were eliminated? Would the world be missing anything?
No.
No, nothing.
I love how selfless you are and how
she's
you
getting paid, you idiot!
You'll always be my Duchess, Sarah.
Quiet.
Shut the
I'm
fuck
so
up.
Proud of your beautiful girls.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Why is she proud of her beautiful girls? They're not that beautiful either.
No, they're weird looking.
What's wrong with you? Why are they kissing this idiot's ass?
Great work.
Is that red hair or someone light a fart off your mouth?
Finally. Hey, great work, but ditch Tony.
She's a fire crotch.
Brilliant. This guy wrote, this Brilliant. Is fantastic.
Dude, wait, how does it help? How does it help
him? I
wonder
if the carpet matches her pubes.
Do you even know what she's doing? Because the story I read, they couldn't even say what her responsibilities were.
I can go back. Let me go back up.
So what's so brilliant about it?
The Hive is they're putting solar panels, I don't know, somewhere.
Yeah, she's doing nothing.
No, as if she knows what any of that is. As if she's ever paid an electric bill. Do you think Sarah Ferguson
has ever
paid an electric bill?
I don't.
I don't either.
Breaking what? News more with breaking Mort Krim.
Wow. We have lost somebody in the entertainment world today.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold that thought because nobody's going anywhere because this is a big one.
Oh, no.
Big one on this show, anyway. Gabara Anthony and the gang at Zot, Ford, and Holly. Actually, go ahead and tell people. I don't want to speed through the commercial.
Okay. Well, it is actually a member of a band that we've recently featured, the bass player for... It's just crazy because we haven't really heard anything about Canned Heat on this show in a long, long time. And then, you know, a couple days after we talk about this song, the bass player
and founder,
Larry the Mole Taylor, has passed away.
Man, the mole died?
77 years old.
Wow. Listen to that bass.
He did a bunch of other stuff, though. He played with a lot of people.
Yeah, but he was a session guy for the Monkees, I think, wasn't he?
And Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And?
There were some recent ones. More recent, anyway. One of our two hits.
So who died? I was peeing.
The bass player for
Oh, one of the greatest bass players, huh?
Yeah. Bass player on this song.
Really?
Canned Heat.
Also played with Tom Waits.
In the USA.
Doesn't Tom Waits have the opposite voice of this?
He's played his bass upside down.
Really?
For Tom Waits. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
That'd be cool, though.
I can't believe I bit on that.
Wait. Who had an extramarital affair? What's that on Channel 4?
It's Todd Chrisley. Is that Todd Chrisley? Wait. Is that my daughter? Ew.
You know, it's my frosted tips, by the way. I just got them frosted even more.
Let me back it up a bit. Do you know who his daughter was dating, by the way?
Who?
Luke Kennard from the Pistons.
She's hot.
A reality TV star is speaking out about her family at war with itself. This is your very own father saying that you've had these extramarital affairs.
I think it's disgusting, and I can never forgive it.
29-year-old Lindsay Chrisley left the hit USA Network show Chrisley Knows Best 2 years ago. Now she's accusing her father, Todd, and brother, Chase, of trying to blackmail her.
Chase.
She filed this police report saying they wanted her to lie about an incident, and if she refused to do so, they were going to release the sex tape involving her.
Nice dad. I have never consented to a sex tape, so if there is a tape, it was not made by me. I did not consent to it.
Todd Chrisley great personality. His claims a complete lie, and in a written statement, actually accused the married Lindsay of having affairs with two contestants from the Bachelorette franchise, Robbie Hayes and Josh Murray.
Nice dad.
It's heartbreaking and shameful that these kinds of accusations have to be aired in public.
No, they didn't
Todd
have
Chrisley
to be
said.
Aired.
We have tried to keep Lindsay's extramarital relationship private for her sake.
They're the ones
why are you telling everyone?
Did you ever date either one of them?
I can't answer that.
Oh, the Bachelorette's no. Josh Murray had this to say. They should probably focus on how not to be imprisoned for 30 years rather than spreading gossip to try and hurt their daughter.
That's a great comment.
Lindsay says her father's trying to deflect attention from his and his wife's indictments last week for tax evasion. They've pleaded not guilty. Lindsay's lawyer, Musa Ghanayem.
The first thing he does after being charged with 12 counts of various frauds is to come out and try to slut-shame his daughter.
Now Lindsay regrets how fame has changed her family.
Reality TV can either bring out the best in people or it can bring out the worst in people.
Could she be a little more monotone?
Yeah, I know. Maybe she's not. Maybe she. I thought she was with Luke Kennard. Maybe not.
My son somebody Chase, sent that in, yeah.
My son Chase has frosted tips. Not quite as frosted as mine, no, but
we go to the
very
same
frosted.
Froster. We do.
We go together to get our hair frosted.
It's just
mine just leaves a little at the very tip.
It's one
very at
regular,
the very root.
You know, like all boys do, we go out and have boys night out. We get our tips frosted, and we go.
I like to keep the base of my hair its natural color and then frost the whole rest.
Now, Chase shaves his pubes, but as we talked about before, I just frost my pubes.
He probably does.
Frosted pubes. Can you imagine if you were a chick and you're going down on a guy and you had frosted pubes? How freaked out you would be?
Don't they look wonderful?
I mean, a guy going down on a chick wouldn't care, but a girl going down on a guy seeing frosted pubes, I think they'd be freaked out. And frosted how do you frost pubes anyway?
I
they're kind of curly.
I frost my armpit hair as well. It looks so nice. I style it and blow dry it as well. Did you see? Wait, what's her name? Radikowski?
Emily. Yeah.
Emily Radikowski has armpit hair now?
Yes.
She's like modeling with armpit hair. Gross.
I know.
What the hell is going on?
You like what you see, huh?
She just wants to confuse everybody because she's so hot. But she wants to gross
them
out
at
the same time.
I will totally agree she's hot.
It's a way to get attention.
Gabar, Anthony, the gang at Zotfort and Holly are in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. You've heard you can save 20% off sticker during the sale, but our friends at Zotfort and Deals in the D will do even better while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. 0% financing for 60 months and nearly $13,000 off a new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive. That's over 30% off sticker. Or lease it as low as $97 a month. Or how about 0% financing for 72 months or $14,000 off the new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. That, too, is almost 30% off sticker. What'd that drop say?
Huge. Quickly.
Oh.
It's Tiger Woods.
Oh, Tiger.
It's Hurry Up and Save.
Hurry up and buy!
Or lease it as low as $99
a month. It's also known as the Deion Sanders sale.
Come on, come on.
Come on.
We all know Zot Ford is the spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, Dan, Seth, Delilah, any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, and save some money before the Hurry Up and Save sales event passes you by. Great time to buy. Mm-hmm. And then there's $1,500 off Dr. Yaldo. If you've heard these LASIK ads and you thought, oh, I want LASIK, I want to save up, I want to somehow find a way to do it, now you can save $15 by mentioning Drew and Mike with Dr. Yaldo. Does the regular LASIK, which so many people, the majority of which get better than 20/20 vision, and then the multifocal lens exchange procedures, which also eliminate the need for reading glasses for those 45 and over to go along with 20/20 or better far vision. It takes minutes. It's painless. Throw all the contacts, all that garbage in the garbage. It's so easy. Go to Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway, and you can get frames. If you don't want LASIK, get some frames. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for $1,500 off the regular price. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
I love your eyes.
.com. God, that guy is so, so creepy.
Disgusting.
Ugh. There's new cops.
Oh, there is? Oh, yeah. Man. Yes.
I'm
so excited. I don't know what to do.
The first story is kind of interesting, but the second one's really the only one I thought was airworthy.
Okay.
It's really, there's a lot going on here. A lot to unpack.
There's a lot to unpack. All right. What was the first? Can you?
It's a guy in a pickup, and he's weaving, and they're going to pull him over, and he just decides to bolt, and he's just hammered, and he just
goes. How far did he get?
Well, I think it was a cul-de-sac straight ahead, so he went flying into the cul-de-sac, and he went in a driveway and plowed into two cars.
See, that's why you have to guard a cul-de-sac.
That's right. If only he'd had that guy with the assault weapon.
Nobody drives through this cul-de-sac.
I started getting to law enforcement. I was looking around at different agencies, and I was told by several people that I needed to apply here in Hillsborough County. The training standards, the standard of hire they have here, was just higher than a lot of other places in the state.
So you must be great.
And far, I've been thrilled with my decision and look forward to coming to work every day.
Standard of hire is higher, so therefore he's great.
So we got a vehicle right now. Looks like he's trying to ditch us. Got no tag. Police officer. We'll see what his deal is.
So pickup truck, no tag. What kind of balls do you have to drive a car with no license plate
on it? Well, as you'll see, it requires a lot of balls.
Wait, it's not stolen because he's got a homemade sticker on the back.
It's not a stolen car.
All right. There's a gun in the car. Is there a gun in the car?
Let's get a little bit farther before
when you see the driver.
How's it going?
What's up, boss?
I had to come up and get my dad.
Came up to get your dad.
A little bit.
Is this your truck, bro?
That's my dad's truck.
I heard the issue, boss.
Dad looks cool as hell.
Oh, boy.
What do you think's going on here?
Okay, this is definitely some sort of... Oh, God.
I think they're going
to get their tips frosted.
he's too drunk to drive, his dad is, so he went to pick him up.
These guys
look... Well, he's drunk, too.
Like, they love meth. They just look like
it. Well, they're very skinny. That dad, he's got a cool goatee.
The son is sweating quite a bit, you'll notice, as this goes on.
Hey, what's that cool thing on the back of the truck there?
Is that a Ram truck thing?
No, it's a piece of cardboard they take to the
back of the window.
Lost tag. It says lost tag. So
apparently, so they don't pull you over.
Yeah, they lost their license plate.
Yeah, so then they won't pull you over and see the lost tag sign, which has two pieces of red tape on cardboard and then lost tag written in a magic marker, which is running out of ink.
Can I point out, and maybe this is really anal of me, but it's not centered very well on the
sign. It's not at all.
So it's almost over. They should have turned it sideways. They'd be better off if they just wrote in like a fake license plate and put it where the real license plate's supposed to be.
This is so bad. Who isn't going to pull that car over?
That's my dream truck, man. That's what I like.
Will you take a picture of that, Brandon?
Is this your truck, bro?
That's my dad's truck.
Oh, here's the issue, boss man. Here's why I pulled you over, okay?
Yes.
It's because that ain't a good tag.
Yes, sir.
That's not a good tag, you know what I mean?
And my dad, he told me to come up there and get him because he didn't drink anything.
Running his hands through his hair, which is weird. Why is he doing that?
It's very fidgety.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, this is. I think you're right, Brandon. Meth.
Okay. Awful sweat.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. You got your ID on you?
No, sir.
You got a license?
You got a truck box.
Well, how many times have been suspended, do you know?
Really not sure, sir.
A lot or a little? I mean, what...
Maybe...
Twice a day. That means like five.
Sir, you got a license or an ID?
Yes, sir.
That's drunk dad.
Got nothing illegal on his car.
Drunk dad rules.
Drugs, guns, hand grenades, rocket launchers, nothing like that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, y'all give me a second, okay?
That's what he is.
Yes, sir.
Does he look a little bit like Danny Bonaducci?
Yeah.
Tag driver, doesn't yeah. come back as assigned to the vehicle. His license is showing suspended times three, which third or subsequent
why is he driving a car with no tags?
So that
he's suspended three times.
True, his dad needed him.
Comes back at nothing.
That's true.
That's enough. All right. They've got a registration, but the registration's not current. It's not showing good on the end. Yeah, we need to get him out. The other guy we can deal
there's
with, but the driver needs to come out
because
he's really nervous.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, brother. Step out for me. Let's put that out.
Doesn't he get come any points here. For that?
Okay,
no
just real quick.
Sign.
I'm just going to put you in cuffs now, okay?
Oh, he's running. He's
so
running,
is
isn't
the
he?
Issue. Tag's not coming back to anything. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to talk to him.
It's really
deep breath, man. We'll figure it out. Breath, man.
Figure it out.
I'm going to talk to him, okay? But at the end of the day, your license is suspended, right?
Yes, sir.
Times three, okay? And you know the rules.
All right, dark right now.
Yeah. He was a little surprised at three.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, thank
you. Do you mind hopping out for me before I talk to you back here?
No, drunk dad
right now, he's
going to
go to jail. He's driving on a suspended license times three. All right, come on over here for me, please, sir. All right, that tag doesn't come back to that truck.
What do
you mean? Okay. Now, what? If that truck is stolen, you need to let me know now.
No, sir.
Okay, so nothing. And you got nothing illegal in the truck?
No.
You mind if I just clear it out real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Get you out of here?
Yes, sir.
Fish, you mind watching him for a sec?
I should have asked his son before he told me he could look in the truck.
Contraband, anything like
oh,
that?
Really?
You're 100%?
So this.
Look at the speakers.
Look at the door panel. The door panel is totally missing.
The inside of it is gone, and there's just speakers literally just sitting out there naked.
I feel like he was on meth. He's like, I wonder what the inside of this door looks like. And just ripped off the panel.
Let's put it back on.
Look at that. That speaker's not even hooked up.
Was on the back here.
Yeah,
kind of closer to the passenger side. And this is what is going to be,
uh-oh.
I believe,
a crack?
Big rock of methamphetamine.
Oh, man.
That was found back here, up in a little grocery bag situation.
It's a big rack.
So at this point, we're going to detain the passenger as well.
This is when he should say, that's not my meth. It was in the car when I stole the truck.
We can figure out what we're going to do with both of them.
Dad already said it's his.
10:15. Fish. It's big rock.
Is there anything in that vehicle that's going to be a problem?
Wait, why is Dad getting arrested?
I know that. No, sir. Not that I know of.
All right, sir. You're the registered owner of that truck. Okay? It's near your side of the truck.
Uh-oh.
And I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going on. Now, if you don't want to say anything else about it or you honestly don't know, then that's I'm going to have to go based off my investigation. Okay?
Well, because it's not mine. I didn't put it there.
Ooh, the Wayne Fonts routine.
I didn't put it there.
Yeah. Let's work on the search, okay? I'm going to talk to your son, and we're going to see if he wants to say anything to me.
I got to say, Dad doesn't look like he's on meth.
For your license, right?
No, he doesn't.
After I got permission to search that car.
Did I do good, Dad?
In that back panel, okay, right near that passenger seat. Behind that passenger seat, there's a little Walmart bag with a rock in it. I would say close to 5 grams, maybe, something like that. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I think it's more like 7 grams, really.
Can I make a prediction? One of them's throwing the other one under the bus hard.
Well, Dad already tossed him under the bus. He said he didn't know what it
well,
is.
Well, he said it wasn't his. But do you think he's going to throw Dad? Well, you already saw it. Brandon, do you think he's going to throw
Dad
under the bus?
Hold on, that's my daddy.
Is he going to throw Dad under the bus?
Well, it's not his vehicle. It's Dad's vehicle.
He's sweating profusely, though.
He is. Mm. He's not going to admit it's his, though.
I wish I had a father.
It's a pretty big chunk of ice, okay? What's the deal with that ice, man? You beat straight.
Let me be honest with you. This is mine.
Oh, okay. What a good son.
Did you put it up there before you... Before
Dad's
going to
be proud of him.
Okay. How long have you been using?
For a while.
How long? While. You've been using since you were a teenager, since you were 20s?
Yes, sir.
I did notice his teeth are pretty gross.
My father says everything's negotiable.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know? What
did you say about his teeth?
They're pretty gross.
I'm surprised he has some.
Yeah, Dad doesn't.
I know, Dad. Boy, they should be getting frosted tips together because they both have messy hair. They could use a haircut, both of them.
You know, much like the economical problems that I have had as an adult, my father had the same problems. I guess I inherited them from him.
Sit tight.
So, does the officer have frosted tips, by the way?
The officer definitely has a very hard part in his hair. Did you notice that? I noticed that earlier. It is one strong part.
Hey.
Look at that perfect part in his hair.
This was a passenger reached back behind driver's seat. This was in the 305 container back there.
Yeah, let me talk to him about this.
I couldn't believe that at his age, he was walking around in public with his hair parted down the middle.
That's like sugar.
It almost looks like it's cut.
Yeah.
It's in a
dope bag. That's like the big thing.
Let me get the test kits out.
Let me try some.
Yep. You got anything on this man?
No, sir, I don't.
You know how I told you the other one was behind your seat, but this one was behind his?
I swear to God, that ain't mine. I had any headaches today. He's been on it. You know.
All right.
Yeah, man, sounds like he's on meth there.
I can't understand a word they say, man.
As I was getting to say, old man was telling me whatever you found in that cigarette container is sugar.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you go on there and get in there and talk about www.com, and you got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Use coke test?
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, we don't have any choice. We've got to cut him loose.
Yeah, we're going to cut him loose.
It's sugar.
It's fake.
All right, sir. What? I'm going to take you out of cuffs, okay?
Thank you, sir.
That's seriously? We tried the cocaine test. It appeared to be sugar. So you're not going to jail, but hang tight for us.
Yes, sir.
No. And we'll get you out of here.
Wait a sec. So it wasn't meth?
No, the first one was. That was the other thing they found behind the driver's side.
Where'd they find the sugar at?
Behind the passenger side. No, the sugar was behind the driver's side. The meth was behind the passenger side. And the driver admitted it, so I think they thought, well, they must just switch sides in the back when they're putting their stuff back there, because he went to the dad first, like, this is behind the driver's side. This must be yours.
I got to say, I'm far more intrigued as to why was the sugar packaged like that?
I think he's trying to sell sugar as something else.
Either that or dad just bought some sugar hoping it was cocaine.
Check out the end here.
Oh, good job, dad.
Ha! That's my dad.
All right, man, so here's the deal, okay?
Be bummed.
So, obviously, I tested that stuff that you said it was sugar, right?
Yes, sir.
So, let me ask you this. What are you doing with sugar in a what do you use that for?
Well, I was going
to... You can be straight with me.
I was going to rip somebody off and...
You feel proud of yours.
It just didn't go through like it quite did, and then I forgot all about it.
What were you going to sell it as?
Crank.
Crank, yeah. Okay.
That I just forgot all about it.
So, but you're going to be going to jail for possession of methamphetamine, okay? And you're also going to be going to jail for your driving with license suspended, third or subsequent offense, okay?
I understand.
All right, man.
See ya.
Yeah, man, them Chinese, man, you can't understand a word they say, man. They just try to get the whole upside down, whatnot.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
Wow, what a bummer.
I know, 5 grams of meth. That was a big block of meth.
Well, at least, you know, he's hanging out with his dad. That's good. Right?
Quality time.
Yeah. I know. Dad, but if dad.
You know
hadn't...
how many kids need a relationship with their father?
If dad hadn't gotten too hammered and he didn't have to pick him up.
I know.
None of that would have happened.
A load.
Nice going, dad.
That truck, my God.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what.
What a piece of shit truck.
The lost tag sign, I thought it looked really good.
Outside of the box.
Surprised I got pulled over.
What about, is there another one on here that's worth it? At the end?
I think the...
Is there a third one?
Yeah, and it was just 4 black guys getting pulled over, and he's got some dope, and it's no big deal. They let him go. The one guy goes, surprise the cop, go, because he goes, well, what do you want to do with your life? He goes, I want to do what you're doing. And he goes, well, you got pot in the container by the on the door.
Well,
be a cop for long, dude.
It's his.
It's marijuana. Who cares?
They let him go.
What state is this?
Was that Vegas, maybe? One was Hillsborough County. One was Santa Rosa, California. If you want to watch the wreck in the first one, that's worth watching. And meanwhile, while you're rewinding, I'll mention the Dog Days of Summer are here. And that can only mean one thing. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire.
Whoa.
With their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, so we must get rid of the 19s.
And if I just learned anything in the last 5 minutes, is that... Those Dodge Rams last a long time. No
they
matter
do.
What you do to them, like that. That was a Dodge Ram.
It outlasted how many license plates? Who knows?
And then Brandon.
God, what? And Brent, he's acting like he's looking so hard at the TV so he could turn and direct his anus towards the microphone. He's going for full audio trajectory.
They're so nasty. I will give you this though; they don't really smell.
I haven't noticed much so far.
So I guess that's a bummer. He just left, too. Okay.
He's going outside to fart.
Hopefully. All right, continue. Sorry, carry on.
Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass low as $166 a month. How about a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month? And then Ram trucks, like we saw in Cops. That truck had to be 25 years old. It was still on the road. Go lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month, and yours will last 25 years, too, if you take as good care of it as those two guys did.
Well, you don't have to take good care of it, and it still lasts.
That's at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. The summer clearance event. The longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf there soon to not be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. 750 five-star reviews. The Wheels commercial says 600. I got to do something about that. They always put you first. They're fast. 19-day average. The industry average is 44 days. If you refinance, you will save money like so many of our listeners have. Amazing. And they will hold your hand from start to finish. If you haven't done this before, Hall Financial are the people you want to work for or work with. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Or go to our website, click the link, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you butt fast. Or call 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435 for Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. Oh, he came back in the room just to fart.
I just asked him.
What is going on over there?
Honestly, it was concerned. I said, is everything all right? Because the way you got up and you had your phone with you, I was worried that you got a text or something.
No, everything's cool.
Well, why don't you say what you told me when I asked if everything is all right?
Thought I shit my pants.
So my favorite part about that, though,
where did you go to check?
Exactly, Drew.
It looked like you went to the green room.
No, I went upstairs.
You did?
No. You went to the Silence of the Lambs room first.
Well, then I went upstairs.
So that was like a pretest. You're like, yeah, I probably should take it all the way off.
Sorry.
Have we talked about Maz yet?
No, we have not.
Tom Mazzaway is not in the house, as he normally is, because he is not well.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the deal is, but
no one knows.
Kathy called. Now, the part of me went, is he having Kathy call? Because
oh, he's playing hooky.
I don't know.
Probably, I don't think he's playing.
But no, I don't think
there
so. There
was a lot of concern in her voice.
I didn't talk to Kathy.
I said, first off, don't worry about the show. I mean, that's nice.
Don't feel good.
But yeah,
he went to the ER. He's gone. They tested him.
The ER.
They sent him home, and he went back.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a thing where maybe he should have stayed longer at the ER. But no, they ran all the tests.
Is he trying to take away another year of tuition for one of the kids? Is that what he's trying to do?
Yeah, he's that selfish.
He doesn't feel very good at all. He says his heart's fine, but he doesn't feel good. So they're trying to figure out what's going on with him.
That is weird because Kathy made it sound like he was confused.
Yeah, I'm not bound by HIPAA laws. At first, they thought that he had food poisoning.
But nobody else did.
No one else did, yeah. So, and I thought it sounded like he was recovering, and then today, you know, basically woke up and said,
I don't feel good. So.
And, yeah, he seemed a little bit...
What time is it? Hepatitis.
Sorry.
It's amazing how so many things happen.
What time is it? Because I'm hurting. I don't feel good.
So many things happen on Tuesday. But, I mean, I think it's a coincidence. Pretty sure it's a coincidence in this case. I don't know about this.
I'll defend him. He wouldn't have been able to make it to Sundays either.
I think he would have wanted to come in, actually.
Oh, yeah. Tom doesn't like to miss days.
Well, he doesn't like it, but he does. I
mean, he's on vacation, it's fine, but...
Yeah, Tom doesn't like to miss days unless it's voluntary.
He doesn't hate missing days that much. Let's make that clear.
If he's got a vacation, if he has to choose between missing a day or vacation, we all know it wins there.
Yeah. But it sounds... The symptoms are just weird enough that I was like, what the hell is going on there?
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. No one wants to go to the ER, so it must
twice.
Be serious. Yeah,
twice.
Ugh.
Luke Nowacki wants you to know that he's available for you. If you haven't made any plans for your financial future, if you've got a young child, maybe a little over a year old, and you don't have a 529 yet,
oh man,
maybe you should talk to Luke. Or maybe if it's a matter of combining some 401ks or getting all you've got investments in different places, and you want to bring them all into one house, Luke can do all those things for you. Not to mention some of the other things he's helped people with, like life insurance and health insurance. Trudy did not want to wangle her way through all the information and Obamacare and this and that. And so
Trudy.
Luke helped her. Mm-hmm. Call Luke for a consultation at 248-663-4748 or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com.
The other good thing about having a financial guy, too, is, you know, with the whole bonds equity thing, they'll worry about that for you.
Yeah, they will.
They'll move it into bonds or back.
Or they'll tell you if you should just stay the course.
Yeah.
Take the risk, take the hit for a year, it'll all come back. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Remember, FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and or marketing names, products, services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
We have so much money, we don't know what to do with it.
It looks getting pumped for hockey season, which they're already at training camp, aren't they? Are they at training camp yet?
No, really? Oh, really?
It's got to be soon, right?
They've definitely had events in there. I know, like, in the summertime, they bring, you know, the youngsters up there to Traverse City, but I don't know if they're actually in Traverse City.
It's probably September.
Yeah, I'll look into it. I'm really hoping that the Red Wings rebound because, God, we had such good luck for so many years, and this town loved their Red Wings. In the last two seasons, there's just no interest.
All our teams suck.
Yeah, it's been rather boring.
That sucks.
I don't know.
Honestly, like, what team has any interest right now?
Probably the Lions.
Because they're starting up.
Mm-hmm. People are always interested in the Lions, though. It doesn't even matter if they win.
Yeah, for a town that has had no success at football, this is a football town.
It's a great football town. Great baseball town, too. Great. If you're winning, this town will get behind you.
Yeah.
End of story.
Well, that first decade in the 2000s was pretty sweet.
It was.
April and D. Everyone was pumped for April and D.
Yep. And 2006 to 2017, really, the Tigers
have. It's April in the D, that magical month when the Pistons, Red Wings, and the Tigers are all playing at the same time.
Thank you, Tim.
It's funny how, I don't know what it is, because football really hasn't changed. I mean, sports hasn't really changed. Athletes have been screwing up, and, you know, dumb things happen. And
we just know all of it now.
Yeah, we know more of it than ever. We know more about it than ever. And the guys who, you know, it used to be when a guy was found guilty, you'd find something out. Now we know all the goings on and all the settlements and all the people that get off and weasel off and whatnot. And Antonio Brown, this guy, okay, yeah, it was a joke about the helmet. No, it's not a joke.
Yeah, just when it was done, it's back.
And then today it comes out that a chef is suing him for $38,000 because Antonio Brown hired him to work at the Pro Bowl for 3 days. He fired up, I think he said, three meals for him.
Yeah.
And he ended up leaving the head of a salmon in the freezer for soup.
Yeah.
And Antonio Brown sees the salmon head and thinks it's a mob thing and tells the guy to go fuck himself.
What a moron.
The guy who's flown to the Pro Bowl, bought all this food, done all this stuff, made three meals apparently, which they were very happy with. And so Antonio Brown now won't pay him.
Everything that he asked us to do. And Friday night, we had a huge Pro Bowl party with about 40 NFL players there, including two of Drew Rosenhaus' superstars.
I got 40 autographs.
The guys, whoever they were. And AB specifically wanted me there, the cooking class, the whole demonstration, everything. I had a beautiful RV parked out front.
What does he sound like?
That was for stage.
What does that have to do with anything?
I was going to say, he's got a lot of details to his story that no one gives a shit about.
I didn't understand it.
Tell us more about that RV.
Kind of joke. Well, I did a beautiful show with the fish fillet that broke it down. Showed you about the underbelly of the salmon, the omegas, and all that fun stuff.
I was on his side.
I told the story better than he did.
I don't want Antonio Brown to pay him anything now.
I kind of feel the same way. Does he finish? Does he say anything else?
Yeah, he goes on for another 2 minutes.
Let's hear a little more of this jackass.
So they saw that fish head maybe at like 2 in the morning when they must have been whacked out of their mind. Somebody, oh my God, the chef's pissed off.
It's a Harry Fierstein?
That's a bad sign.
Harvey Fierstein.
Sounds like him.
Harvey Fierstein.
I just want to be loved.
You know, meantime, I got a clean criminal record. I'm, you know, squeaky clean former Marine. You know, I have no idea where this comes from. So I thought it was actually a joke. I came, did the breakfast and lunch.
It's huge,
came
by
to
the
dinner.
Way.
The gentleman named Brian Davis said, we don't want you here next tomorrow. And I'm like, why? He wouldn't give me an explanation. Well, I was contracted for 4 days. I left all the food, utensils, everything there. He wouldn't let me back in the house to get it.
Chef Dreamweaver.
Let's call it. And I have no idea. And so we couldn't get back in the house.
Why? Well, until basically you saw this tweet and then heard rumors of the salmon head, correct?
Right. The salmon head was, I thought, a joke, but it was apparently real.
Okay. So
the air called me and said, what did you do about that fish head? I said, what fish head? The one you left, I said, I'm making a soup. What do you mean? It's going to be incredible food made soup. You're going to love it yourself. And I start telling about all the, well, apparently they misunderstood the fish head.
Stupid.
I said, who could have possibly misunderstood the fish head in the freezer?
How nuts is Antonio Brown?
What person with intelligence could have misplaced a fish head for some mob horse head?
What is going on with you and AB's team right now?
AB's team acting like we're going to go to court and he wants all 42 NFL players subpoenaed and he's going to drag this thing out. He got more money than me.
Oh, what an asshole.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, this is
yeah,
not
all 40 guys
celebrity.
Are going to go to court.
Respectful celebrity from Hollywood, from Justin Timberlake, I cook for, down to AB. They don't act like this. There's something. Did he take too many hits in college? I don't know. Is there something wrong? I mean, like, I kind of feel bad for him in a weird way because it's like not becoming of an NFL player to act like this.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. Get over yourself.
NFL player.
Did you order you something to eat?
I want to see that sweet RV of his.
I know. He should have gone. He's obviously proud of it.
I'm wondering if Hard Knocks and how HBO was doing everything around Antonio Brown and filming him, if that has anything to do with all this stuff that keeps coming out.
I don't think so because they, I don't know if you saw Mike Mayock, the general manager, talk about it. He's fucking pissed.
Yeah, he said you're either with us or you're
they talked,
all in
well, this
or
is
out.
Ridiculous. He's got, they ripped up his deal and gave him a huge deal.
There's a thing in the NFL, it's called, like, I forget what it's called exactly. It's basically a 5-day warning. Player has 5 days to show up for camp and start working out. If he doesn't, he goes on a special, like, kind of like an injured reserve list for the year, and the team doesn't have to pay him.
Fuck him.
And they're talking about invoking that now. Yeah.
Well, you know, he also threw his furniture off his deck and almost hit a 3-year-old last year. And, of course, that was all the girlfriend's fault. She made him mad. Everything, she made him do it.
Everything's always somebody else's fault with Antonio Brown. You notice that?
Do these guys? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always.
Even the
it's the league's fault. The helmets.
The frostbite wasn't his fault either.
No.
According to the way the story went that he told on Hard Knocks.
And when we see all the NFL receivers dropping all the passes, we'll know that that's the league's fault too. The helmets. I mean, really?
He's his own.
How big an asshole can this guy be?
His own worst enemy, man.
The other thing is, does he not realize how small this window is that he gets to make all this money and be the superstar? Because it ends fast. Man, he sits out a season. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Not a good idea.
And
$31 million, is that what he gets this year?
He's got 30. I think he's got 30 guaranteed or 38 guaranteed or something. But it's like a, is it a 5-year or
how much
four,
has he
three
made
year
so far?
54 million or 4 years 54 million? It's a lot of money.
Wow. Well,
and they tore up the other contract.
The best part about this is the Steelers must be laughing their balls off.
Oh, I'm sure they're delighted he's gone.
That's really funny.
I'm not sure they're really all that crushed about Bell being gone either.
No, not at all.
Because Connor played well.
Yeah, Connor's good. They got a great receiver in Juju. They got a good team.
If they only had a quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, wasn't Brown upset because they threw to Schuster so much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Juju really exploded last year, and he was mad. He wanted to be number one.
Well, too bad.
Yep.
But that's the competitive nature when I'm...
So, meanwhile...
I understand that, but you are part of a team.
The Jay-Z story in the NFL, which is just that...
Oh, that's still a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's still going on. It's such a... You know, I understand why people are... A lot of people are just laughing at this.
Yeah.
You know, Jay-Z guffawing with the commissioner of the NFL, Goodell, who no one likes. And, you know, telling us that he's going to be the musical director and all. what kind of a job is this, by the way? And all the people, you know, first of all, the thing that first hit me is all the people saying, Colin Kaepernick doesn't even have a job. You can't take a job.
Wait, what? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he has a job with the NFL.
Yeah,
he's getting paid by the NFL, and Colin Kaepernick isn't. Well, first of all, Colin Kaepernick does have a job. He makes money from Nike. He got a settlement from the NFL. He didn't have to take any hits and was paid, what, $10 million or $15, $20 million? I mean, a lot of money. It's not like Colin Kaepernick is hurting for money. I've never thought that for a second. Now, I understand he wants to play, but he wants to do it his way. He wants to kneel. He doesn't want anyone to tell him what he can say or can't say. And honestly, I can understand a lot of teams saying...
I appreciate that, but I get why teams are scared of it.
Yeah, no, I think there are a lot of teams who are saying, you know what, he might be a better backup quarterback, but do I want all the attention on my backup quarterback? How big a distraction is this going to be? He says, you know, Seattle said that they asked him for a tryout, and they said, are you planning to kneel? He said, yes, absolutely. And I think they changed their mind.
Baltimore. I mean, he's on the way to Baltimore, too.
Well, you know, why should everyone not get a job because Colin doesn't have a job? Colin's not making it very easy to have a job. And by the way, there are other things in the world than Colin Kaepernick. I don't know why. By the way, this is one thing I really don't understand. I know we've been over this a little bit, but as far as the halftime, okay, Travis Scott and other black artists were asked to play, and other artists of color were asked to play halftime. And they were told, turn it down, you can't do it, it's not okay with Colin.
Yeah.
Well, wait, isn't it good if a black or a minority artist gets all that exposure, the chance of a lifetime?
It's ludicrious.
Why would you not want that for them? And again, why don't the players do? Why don't they have to get permission to play? Colin can't play. Why can they play?
What Craig,
why is it about the halftime entertainment?
What makes me laugh really hard about this whole Jay-Z issue is that it shows how poisonous the NFL can be and how
they can't
get out of the way. Because who would think there'd be blowback against Jay-Z's beloved?
Well, because he's kissing the NFL's ass.
I know. That's what's hilarious about
His ass, and they're buddies now, and you're not allowed to be buddies with the NFL because the NFL are a bunch of meanies.
And then he also did, what was the line he said? He's like, I think we're done with the kneeling thing.
Yeah.
Which was not the right thing to say if you don't want people
honestly,
to piss at you.
Honestly, I don't really disagree with him, though. Is the kneeling thing really doing much?
Well, the kneeling, no. Well, and he's right. It is kind of done. It was done. Trump brought it back, and then it was done. Now it's done again, and now he brings it. Now Jay-Z brings it back.
But he said he's, whatever. And Eric Reed, who also got paid in the settlement, he's playing. So I don't even know. I'm thinking he must be a great player. Eric Reed, is he a great player?
I don't know.
Because I don't. You know, I would get kind of tired of this guy popping off all the time. If he's not a great player. If he's a great player, I mean, you put up with certain things. But it seems to me he's unhappy with anyone all the time. And he insists that the NFL is doing this and they're doing that and they're horrible. And he must be a good player because I don't know why anybody would want to bother with him. Plus, he's been paid off by the NFL. How much time did Eric Reed miss?
I don't know.
Did he miss a lot of time?
He is the current starting safety for the Panthers.
So. He must be good. And I understand. I do understand why people are mad at Jay-Z, though. I get that. If the NFL had made no deal with Jay-Z, it seems to me the whole thing would be better. It seems like this almost makes it worse.
No, that's what's funny about it. The NFL tries to do something they think is going to make things better, and it always makes it worse.
And I do think he's an asshole for telling people not to play at halftime and then cutting his deal with the league.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
So
why are he and Beyonce the face of all this stuff, too? Really?
Because they make music that a lot of people like.
They're billionaires.
I know. No, I know. So Kenny Stills, you know, the Dolphins receiver who's been very vocal.
Yeah, he's pissed at Jay-Z, too.
Yeah, so you know how the coach of the Dolphins started practice?
How?
By playing 8 straight Jay-Z songs.
What?
I don't know why. I don't know if he was trying to get his ire up or try to, you know, just blast music. That might be controversial, but that's how they started practice.
I just don't understand. You know, last year, I remember two people didn't want to be in Super Bowl. Amy Schumer said she wasn't being Super Bowl.
No one asked her.
Ever.
Cool.
Ever. No one cares. But, you know, and then all these people were doing Super Bowl ads, and there were things associated with halftime. It was like, wait, they didn't get Colin's permission. I mean, it became kind of a running joke almost. I don't understand. Why are all these people always supposed to be thinking about Colin Kaepernick? The players aren't thinking about him. They're playing.
Yeah.
The game goes on. The Super Bowl goes on. Why is it all on the halftime and all? It doesn't make any sense to me. It seems to me if anyone is letting Colin Kaepernick down, it's the players who could say we're not playing.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't they do more and they could make it happen like that?
Sure.
But then again, Colin Kaepernick hasn't played in 2 years. He's 31. I mean, is it really realistic for him to play? Yeah, he did. That's right. I forgot about that.
The XFL, yeah.
And why did he turn down?
Didn't he turn down the CFL, too?
Was it not enough money?
Oh, I don't know.
Or he just wants to play in the NFL.
I think he wanted $20 million, right?
Oh, that's right. He was asking for a lot of money. And honestly, you know what? I don't blame him. Once you've played in the NFL, do you really want to play in the CFL or the XFL, even if it's for a bunch of money? And he is making money. Colin Kaepernick is a big success. Colin Kaepernick is bigger than he ever was as a quarterback. He is a look at what he did for Nike.
Yeah, he's a bigger figure.
Yeah, much bigger.
I think he would have made more money playing football though, because that Nike deal was signed before.
Didn't he sign a new deal with Nike?
I don't know if I thought they just shelved him for a while and decided to relaunch it.
Oh,
because,
I didn't know
because
that.
The deal. You know,
I thought
you're right.
That was a big
you know,
deal.
You're
though.
Right. They did re-sign him because other shoe companies were coming after him because they
yeah,
wanted to
that
sign
was
him.
All. I mean, that was all very calculated. It wasn't
but
just
they did
a fluke.
Shelve it for a while. Yeah. No, and it worked for Nike.
And his lawsuit, the NFL so wants this thing to go away. They paid him a chunk of money, a nice chunk of money. He's missed two seasons. I don't know what he would have been paid. I'm sure you know it would be better. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. Maybe this is more important. I would assume this is more important to him anyway. But I'm sure he would rather have played football or wanted to play football.
Yeah, he just
sounds like he wants to play still.
He did just give another interview about everything, and I guess there was one particular shooting, that police shooting, that bothered him. Let's see if I can find it, if anybody cares.
You know, there's going to be police shootings that bother people. Oh, that's the thing about moving past kneeling. You know, I don't really care if people kneel or don't kneel. They certainly can. It's their right to do it. But basically, people are despised with the police. The police have been re-imaged as, I mean, the police have a very bad image now since this started. I think if the idea was to put a spotlight on the police, every time there's something questionable with the police, we always see it. It's a huge story. It's a bigger story than if the police get shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think the feeling
the
is...
The biggest story about police I've seen in the last month is the police
fired.
Bringing the guy getting fired, and the guy who was... The guy's on horseback, bringing the guy by rope in Texas, which, by the way, was policy. They have a black police chief there, too.
Yeah.
And I know people are angry the two cops weren't fired, but
not
they were following procedure. No, it was. It was stupid. It was stupid. And now the police are mad about the guy in New York being fired. In fact, the police chief said if he were a cop, he'd be mad at himself.
Yeah.
Which is, whenever people say stuff like that, I always feel like, well, then why are you doing it?
So Kaepernick's protest was a response to a December 2015 confrontation between San Francisco police officers and Mario Woods. Woods was a suspect in a stabbing attack, and he was died after being shot.
Hi, Mario.
20 times after he allegedly refused police orders to drop his knife. Is that the one you want to really go out on?
I don't know that case too well. It's funny because there have been a bunch of them that have been huge news.
Yeah, family sued San Francisco police. Lawsuit was settled. Okay. Well, that's fun.
Brandon, you want to open the Hall Financial Hotline?
Sure do.
Who are we calling? Will Forte? We call Will back?
No, we're not calling Will
that
Forte.
That was so
back.
Him.
It's not his number.
That was totally him.
It was not.
He even called and left a message. Said, hey, give me a call anytime.
I kind of want to call... You know, I was thinking about this today. Where does Hunter Biden reside in the list of scumbag kids of politicians?
Oh, he's way up
there. He's really up there. Because he took, you know, he had this ridiculous job on this board that was a complete conflict of interest. He's been a lobbyist while his father was vice president. He bangs his brother's wife.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's taking his last breath and he's sticking it in. He gets a girl pregnant while he's with his brother's wife who just died. And that's the girl that's in the news today because she's suing him because he won't acknowledge that it's his kid. And by the way, she's very hot. She's 28. She's in Arkansas, and she's really
nice.
Pretty.
Blonde. Yeah, it looks like she was basketball player.
That's her?
Yeah, she played college basketball. She's only 28.
Wait, she looks like somebody. Who does she look like? Oh, man.
Hunter Biden, by the way.
That picture's terrible.
Oh, my God, does he think he's hot?
Oh, he is. Just ask him. He went and got his tips frosted with his dad.
Hunter Jody.
He's definitely the.
You like what you see, huh?
He's definitely the Fredo of that family.
Oh my God!
What?
Yes.
Is that race?
Huh? You can't say the word.
Well, just he's not Italian, though. What other loser kids are there that were presidential kids?
Well, there's Don Trump Jr. There's Eric Trump.
Well, they're annoying, but they're
Chelsea?
Not. They done
Chelsea.
She's
Clinton's
annoying,
incredibly
but
annoying.
Real quick, by the way,
they haven't done anything.
Billy Carter. Billy Carter was a big one.
Baron Trump, he just got off a helicopter with Donald. Donald's 6 foot three. Baron is 13 years old. He's already like 6'5".
Yeah, he looks really tall.
Kid's going to be huge.
Is he going to be maybe 6 foot 11?
Maybe. Billy Carter
one
was
of
a big
6 foot 11.
Big pain in the ass. Roger Clinton was a big pain in the ass.
That's a brother.
He was horrible. Oh, that's right. He was a brother. Yeah, kids. Billy Carter. Billy Carter was a brother too. Actually, Hillary Clinton's brother was a major asshole.
Yeah,
he got all that money representing that guy's pardon, Mark Rich. He was paid a bunch of money to represent him. He's not a lawyer, by the way.
Yeah,
and he got paid for presenting his clemency case. And Bill did give him clemency, Mark Rich. That's really one of the nastiest things in that entire administration, in my opinion. And it was the last thing he did.
Yeah.
But Hunter Biden has got to be up there. I never liked Reagan's kids. I found pretty annoying because Patty Reagan was always protesting his policies while he was president.
She
which
was nude
obnoxious.
And Playboy, though.
She was, and she looked good. And his sons were all kind of anti his policies, and they couldn't shut up. Which, you know, I understand. They have a right to say whatever they want, but it just seems like if it's your dad and you really care about him, you just kind of go, we disagree. Does anyone ever agree to disagree, by the way?
No.
Does that ever happen anymore?
No, everyone disagrees to disagree.
Bush's kids were always...
I agree!
It was always suggested they were horrible kids, but those girls turned out to be pretty nice kids.
Oh, I thought you were talking about H.W.
Oh, no, Jenna.
Well, I guess you have Jeb.
Jenna Bush and hit Jeb.
Yeah, Jenna...
Or wait, no, don't
got
they have
no
another...
energy.
Wait, don't they have another brother? Who was
yeah, they do.
A mess or no?
No, Neil Bush.
Neil.
Yeah, he had some SNL something funny, some financial misdoings, I think.
Nah, but no, but nobody's as close as Hunter.
Hunter is the whole package.
Yeah, he's a zero. What a total zero.
So anyway, we have the number for the girl that her name's London Alexis Roberts.
She has three names.
I got a couple numbers.
If you get knocked up by a Biden, you get three names.
Please, Jesus. I hope these work.
What's the chance, Brandon?
I'm going to say 80% and 15%.
Oh, wow. 80%.
Yeah, because it keeps popping up. If it doesn't work now, she must have recently shut it off.
I don't know if I'm accepting that.
It's not time to make a change.
I picture Joe singing
just
this to him.
Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so
your call
much.
Has been forwarded
Whoa,
to an automatic
voice,
message system. 870.
Yeah, it's been announced. Hang on to that number, though. If we call in a couple weeks, I bet we might catch you off guard.
Please record your message.
A message or no?
Yeah,
when you
I'll
have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
London, congratulations on the baby. I'll try back. Bye. It's not easy
to be calm. I think this might be the softest song that I like.
I got one more. On.
It picks up a little bit.
But take it's pretty your soft, time, though.
Think a lot. I think of everything.
That was definitely her, though. She's just not answering.
Yeah.
Not her.
Too much commotion right now.
No. Tomorrow, it's clearly a wrong number. We should call Will. Oh, ouch.
That was only 15%,
ouch.
Though.
Yeah, that first one was definitely her, though. So.
You want to bring up the TMZ of the guy who stole Francis McDormand's Oscar? I watched it today. I laughed my ass off when he claims he's winning. He won the Oscar. And he's going, where's Jimmy Kimmel live? Because they're going, I got to go to Jimmy Kimmel's party. He's just acting like he's an Oscar winner.
Is it on the TMZ show or just on the website?
No, he was on the night he supposedly won the Oscar. Okay. He's carrying it around acting like it's his.
Oh, I remember this story. Yeah.
He's not going to be prosecuted.
Black dude?
Yeah. He's not going to be prosecuted.
The story, they showed like 8 mugshots of him in the past.
What's he done besides this?
I'm not sure. I think they might have explained
How did he get in there anyway? I mean, he was at the Oscars.
Maybe he's a smooth talker. Bent. Ben-a-dent-a-dent-a-dent. Where's this video?
It's on TMZ today.
We were watching it on TV.
Let's see. Here we go. Ben-a-dent-a-dent-a-dent. 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 Ball.
Listen to this asshole.
This is Salahi.
Such a dick. He's trying to get laid.
By a guy. Sounded a little
funny. He's talking to a chick. At first.
That's that video.
Why
that's
can't we hear
video.
Anything?
It was on the TV. That's the one where they got into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who got into it?
This kitchen?
Oh, shut up, Ad.
No, he's on TMZ today, and they're saying the story is that he's not going to be prosecuted, and they have
that's
the video.
That's what I was playing that on.
But I didn't hear him at all.
Yeah, that's when he walked in and said, "What's up, baby dolls?" Hang on.
Oh, well, that's the video of him talking. He's bragging about...
Is this it?
Hold on. Hold on. 24/7. Okay, hold on. What's up, baby?
No worries. It's 24/7.
Look at baby. My team got this tonight.
That's
it's
it.
It's mine.
Who's
we
on
got
your
it
team?
Tonight, baby. Governor's ball, baby.
He's wearing his tux.
That's a pretty smart move.
Woo! Who wants to tell me congratulations?
Who wants to tell me congratulations?
Thank you. Touch me.
Who are you?
Congratulations.
Where's the Jimmy Kimmel party at? Huh? Where's the Jimmy Kimmel party at?
It's at the lot.
Where's that at? What's
well,
up, everybody? Look at I got this. This is mine. Woo!
Well, it's a crash
I
of Jimmy party.
Bees. The Academy Awards, baby, for music.
Sure.
For music.
You know what? I can't believe
it. It seemed very generic.
What?
Can't believe it.
I got music. The old one last night, and it's heavy.
You want to hold mine?
Yes, it's so heavy, isn't it?
Look at hi, everybody.
Hello.
You know, he's just embarrassed that she blew him in the bathroom.
Best producer.
She seems like she's into him.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Get out.
Okay. Did you give him the address?
He's got it.
Okay. We have to go to a party. Okay.
I know
okay, what do you want?
You got it.
What do you want?
Harry, we have to go.
She's like encouraging him to go to Jimmy Kimmel's party.
Yeah, because she's going to go with him. How stupid!
She's getting out of the bathroom with him.
Don't they put their names on him? Like
they
right
were
they
engrave. They were about to engrave it when he just
he
picked
yoinked
it up
it?
And walked off with
oh,
it.
Oh man, cool move!
Yeah. So, anyways, Frances McDormand apparently won't cooperate. So I guess he's not going to be prosecuted.
She'll
steal another one next year.
She won't press charges.
Do we have a boner line, Brandon?
She's probably not that angry about it.
I don't think she is.
No, we don't have a boner line.
Well, I think there really, were like 500 calls.
You know what that story really shows me, though, is maybe there's too many Oscars if you don't recognize the person carrying
yeah.
one around.
Well, they have the pre-show, so I would be going,
Oscars.
Oh, he must have won some stupid yeah. award at the pre-show. I'm not going to give him Jimmy Kimmel's address.
Well, he won it for music.
But then her people, whoever she is, are like, did you give him Jimmy Kimmel's address? Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Then today...
First comment right underneath. McDormand should invite Beto and his very wealthy wife over for dinner. They can all lament their white privilege and let off the hook any people of color who committed crimes against them. That should make them feel virtuous.
That's a TMZ comment?
Yes.
TMZ comments are incredible.
But they're basically saying that she let him off because he was black and she had white privilege
yeah.
guilt. And the response,
who knows? Who knows? with Hollywood, I would put nothing past her or him.
Second comment. He looked like he was excited to get that thing home and sit on it.
Yeah, I feel so bad laughing at these comments, but I'm just stunned
funny.
That people, you know, I'm just thinking that they're putting their name next to these comments. Of course, they're not using fake accounts,
yeah.
but it still is funny to think about some guy just going...
Like, I got a good one. He's going to sit on that thing.
There must be more.
I believe Caucasians are not God-loving people, even though they have to go to church or things like that. Your actions speak volumes. What? What a great comment this is. Why won't black shower? Why?
What?
I don't know. And the response to that is, Caucasians are perfect people.
I'm telling you.
On behalf of all Caucasians, I apologize for the Caucasian race.
If you want to know how mentally ill this country is, read TMZ comments, because they just go on and on and on.
Then he came. There's a whole, oh my God, there's a whole thread off of that one, and the guy chimes back in at the bottom. As usual, dummy, life is too complicated for you. I said I date professional black women. They shower.
What? I know, it's just bizarre.
Oh, boy.
Weird.
This country is ill. Ill.
Another one about God.
I got another good example of how ill this country is. After you, if you find any more good comments, I want to hear.
Francis McDormand issued a statement saying, yes, he is a criminal, but he is black. Criminal behavior in his blood.
What?
Well, this comment makes
sense. Was that a real statement?
No.
And I'm kidding.
Oh.
But isn't that what the guy said? Francis McDormand released his statement?
He didn't even put it in quotes, though. He has a colon, though.
That is so ridiculous.
California bans plastic bottles at airports, but dispenses free hypodermic needles for junkies to shoot up. That's a comment on that story. Donald Trump has failed to reveal $199.5 million in loans to his Scottish golf courses on his financial disclosure form. Oopsie. And then the person writes, I didn't know this was a Trump article, to which someone replies, they're all Trump articles. It's not like these Trump spurs have a job to be at.
That's right.
They're, you know, this is part of the problem with people, everyone having a voice,
yeah.
Is I was reading about, what's his name, the prince with Meghan, Harry. Yeah. Harry and Meghan. And you know, they've been globetrotting all over the place, and they've been showing up at these environmental concerns, these think tanks and things like that, and you know, throwing their weight around the, oh, it's terrible, and how are we going to save the planet? And meanwhile, he's in a private jet everywhere he goes, and they were pointing out how many miles he's flown on private jet in the last, I think it was 60 days, and it's a phenomenal amount of miles, and meanwhile he's going, we must do something about this! Wouldn't you think if he was that concern that he would, I realize he's not supposed to he can never be touched on a normal airplane or anything like that.
But Elton John paid for this most recent trip by donating something with the carbon footprint, so it's completely clean.
Well, wait a second. But
Ellen came out today to defend him, too.
But the carbon footprint happened. It did happen.
I know, but if you throw money at it.
But couldn't he have given that to some other carbon footprint if Harry and Meghan hadn't taken all those trips?
That's interesting that you bring this up, because here's
a comment. I mean, the pollution happened. Whether Elton John throws money at it or not, it happened.
Here's a comment under the Francis McDormand Oscar story, which seems to be more appropriate to a comment than what you were just talking about. Ellen DeGeneres has become the latest celebrity to defend Meghan Markle and Prince Harry amid widespread criticism over their constant use of private jets. Why is that a comment on that story?
Who knows?
Elton John loaned them the jet, and they paid back the carbon bank to offset it.
No, but the pollution still happened. How do you pay it back? What, did he clean up the air?
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't want to get smogged out with geothermal blowout toxins.
I mean, I'm not even one of those people that denies global warming. But when 114 private jets go to a conference on global warming, doesn't that seem kind of silly?
Well, once again, the optics aren't very good.
Hypocritical.
Well, no, they've contributed a ton. And also those giant yachts that were there.
I mean, really? Well, the overall sum is going to be greater.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of celebrities throwing their weight around, today on Twitter, I just checked what's trending, just to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, it was Radio Day, National Radio Day.
It was National Radio Day.
It's trending.
I love radio. Chuck Woolery was trending.
What? Like, why?
Oh, my God, Chuck Woolery's dead?
What did he say? He's incredibly conservative, right?
He had this long tweet. Yeah, and he's got 700,000 followers. How many followers do they have? 600,000 or something? It was a huge amount of, like, that many people are following Chuck Woolery?
609,000.
Is he doing something? I mean, is career-wise?
Yep. The Blunt Force Truth podcast.
Oh.
Let's listen to some of it.
Okay. His statement was, racism has nothing to do with race. And it's all about how progressive Democrats use race to get black people to vote for them. And so,
people should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
It's already really deep.
If you like to bear arms, it's because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Washington is fundamentally corrupt. There are more words in the IRS code than there are in the Bible.
Made in America, heard around the world. You're listening to Blunt Force Truth. I'm Chuck Woolery, along with my co-host Mark Young, and I was surprised to hear that someone in Idaho, who's a close friend of a friend of mine,
got all excited.
Cousin's neighbor's roommate.
Exactly. Got all excited.
Were they making whoopee?
Because, they followed me on Twitter and listened to Blunt Force Truth, and everybody in the family was aghast. But the husband and wife both were just over the top.
Well, Chuck, I've got a statistic for you.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm hooked.
You now have a 1 in 3 odds of committing suicide if you actually know the Clintons.
You know what? It's just, it is staggering when you start to look at the people. It's like 40-some people
it is
who died
weird.
Mysteriously or by suicide.
I'm not saying they killed them.
Or just disappeared or were shot or whatever, that have all been connected.
No, it's not suicides.
I'm not sure you can say that about any, I don't think you say it about me or you. So what is, I mean, that is just amazing. I went through a list yesterday. It was like 45 people or 47 people.
I've known 4 people.
A bunch of 11 bodyguards, by the way.
All right, so that's the gist of this podcast. He's 454 episodes deep.
Wow. Well, he...
the course of my life, who have committed suicide.
He made this statement about racism today, and oh, my God, did people pile into jewelry? Oh, man. He was just getting hammered on Twitter. Now, I don't know why he tweeted that out or what inspired him to do that, but honestly, I was sure he was dead. I didn't know he was such a – I didn't realize – now I think I kind of remember. Okay. But I didn't realize he was this far-right guy that was just so out there.
Didn't he live here for a while?
Here's his tweet.
Did he?
Yeah.
His tweet, all caps, racism has nothing to do with race.
What?
Wait, racism what? Is the progressive left crying out for attention. If you disagree with the progressive left, they consider you a racist. They are desperate to hold on to the black vote.
Well, okay, maybe there's some truth in the last two sentences, but it's kind of out the window with the first two.
I just felt like, do I even need to know this? But, you know, if you're not on Twitter, you probably wouldn't know it, and you'd be thankful. You know what we should listen to is, speaking of politics, and again, I don't like speaking of politics, but Brandon sent the
Piers Morgan
thing, yeah. And it's funny because he calls himself a liberal at the beginning of this, and I don't really think of him as a liberal. I tend to think of him as, I don't know what he is, actually. He says, I'm a journalist, so therefore, you know, I'm naturally a liberal.
I felt like he was pandering a little bit to Ben Shapiro, who he was being interviewed by.
Well, he's just, is he talking to Ben Shapiro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Populism is rising because liberals have become unbearable. And I speak as a liberal, okay? In my core, I'm probably more liberal than not. Although, fundamentally, I see myself as a journalist, and I'd like to see both sides of all these things. And I can argue both. But liberals have become utterly, pathetically illiberal. And it's a massive problem. What's the point of calling yourself a liberal if you don't allow anyone else to have a different view? You know, this snowflake culture that we now operate in, the victimhood culture, the, you know, everyone has to think a certain way, behave a certain way. Everyone has to, you know, have a bleeding heart and tell you 20 things that are wrong with them. And, you know, I just think it's all completely skewed to an environment where everyone's offended by everything. And no one's allowed to say a joke. If you said a joke 10 years ago that offended somebody, you can never host the Oscars, you know? So now there's no host for anything. The Emmys now just said they're not going to have a host either. So hosts have gone. And soon every award winner will go because everyone's a human and they're all flawed. So no one can win awards anymore because there will be no platform before they even get on the podium. So then no hosts, no stars. Then no one can make any movies because we're all flawed. So no actors. Right, so suddenly, where are we? The liberals get what they want, which is a humorless void where nothing happens, where no one dare do anything or laugh about anything or behave in any way that doesn't suit their rigid way of leading a life. No thanks. So what's happening around the world? Populism is rising because people are fed up with the PC culture. They're fed up with snowflakery.
I agree.
They're fed up with everyone being offended by everything. And they're gravitating to forceful personalities who go, this is all nonsense. Which, by the way, it is in most cases. So why are we surprised? I'm not surprised. It doesn't mean to say that I agree with a lot of it. But it means I can understand it. And I understand why the liberals, my side, if you like, are getting it so horribly wrong. They just want to tell people not just how to lead their lives, but if you don't lead it the way I tell you to. You know, it's a kind of version of fascism. You don't lead the life the way I'm telling you to. then I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to scream abuse at you. I'm going to get you fired from your job. I'm going to get you hounded by your family and friends. I'm going to make you the most disgusting human being.
Boy, it helps to have a British accent, doesn't it? It makes you sound just so authoritative.
My big objection is that is, do either side really allow for much discourse back and forth?
Well, no, but the whole PC culture is you must think a certain way. And it is true, if you look at college campuses, they do not want to hear alternative thought. They don't want to hear from the right on college campuses. It's not allowed. In fact, if you are on the right on a college campus, I would think you would be you'd be kind of a pariah. In a lot of cases, I think they are. So I understood what he was saying. I more or less agree with what he was saying. But I'm not saying I love the right by any means. I can't stand the progressive parts of either party.
I think that was a little bit of a broad brush, but...
Well, yeah, it's... well, he's using the word liberal. But I don't know. I honestly, I didn't disagree with much that he said. It's this whole idea that everyone should think a certain way.
Look at this picture. They took the... you know, the famous Obama picture with the flowers or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. And then they put the Clinton one in the dress and then Biden behind Obama smelling his hair.
Smelling his hair.
Clinton is sitting in Obama's lap. And
really funny. Oh, I didn't even notice that
Biden
part.
And sniffing
funny.
His hair. It's a pretty good pick.
No, the whole business of thinking the same, that we all must think the same way, and if you don't, you're just wrong, and you should be punished. It's scary. It's funny. I've never really heard the left called fascists before, but that's... I mean, I understood what he was saying. And it's amazing the way the term fascism and white supremacist are just and racism are just thrown around today. I mean, they just land on so many people. Some deserved and some, you know, I don't think so. But I thought it was an interesting bit of discourse. I didn't know he was talking to Ben Shapiro. Yeah. How's Ben Shapiro doing these days? Is he successful?
Good. Yeah, he's very successful.
Yeah.
I just saw he was on a station in Chicago. I didn't know. Is he on stations in all the big markets?
I don't know.
I think he's on JR now. Or
is he?
JR. Is he on JR?
Yeah, fit JR.
I know he was Andrew Breitbart's like right-hand man. And then when he passed away, I believe he took over Breitbart for a short period. But then he spun into, what has he got? Is he the Daily Caller? I don't know.
I don't know that much about him. Every now and then somebody sends me something and I'll watch it. But I just know he's doing a syndicated radio show. And I think he replaced Steve Dahl in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know how it's doing. But conservative radio tends to do pretty well. I'm not sure why.
Because they're the ones that have jobs. I don't know.
No, you would think. Left is as loud as anyone. Why would they not have more?
I don't know. Maybe the left has radio. Twitter and they can have talk radio.
Yeah, you'd think that.
Turn off the radio!
Yeah, why does the left dominate Twitter?
I don't know.
Why is that?
Because Twitter's algorithms make it that way.
Well, yeah, there's a lot going on with these platforms that people have problems with or think they have problems with. I don't know. What are the Google people screaming about now? Google employees?
I don't know. Well, I know Trump claims that Google changed votes for Hillary Clinton. 2.5 to 16 million votes.
Oh, by... The way their algorithms?
I guess, sure.
Yeah, there was something about Google employees, like 900 Google employees were...
This is more than 1,000 Google employees have signed a petition asking Google not to work with the U.S. Border Patrol.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's going to happen, yeah. Good. What a good use of time.
Well, I tell you, those Google employees sure have a lot of freedom. They sure get pissed.
Yeah.
Why don't they just work...
Major publicly traded company.
Why don't they make Google better? And do this other stuff on their own time.
That's a good
point. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of... It's sort of like...
Why is it Google's job?
Yeah, I don't understand. Why are they so busy talking? I mean, they protest their CEO. They protest... I mean, do they get work done?
How about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
Bagel Boss got in a fight.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And we got some audio of that.
Another fight.
I hope he got his ass kicked again.
He did.
This guy gives him a pretty good slap to the face. The guy's a lot taller than Bagel Boss.
So the Bagel Boss starts throwing shin kicks.
Yeah,
they are baby kicks.
They are baby kicks, yeah.
Look at this.
They're adorable. His kicks look like the Lollipop Guild when they're doing the dance.
Everyone's laughing at Bagel Boss.
Put your hands on.
Oh, look at that kick.
Push me again. I'll knock you right out.
He's got Timberland boots on, too. That kick.
Come on. You follow me at 2:30 in the morning? Huh? You can harass me.
Put your hands on.
Put your hands on me.
Puts his beer down.
Uh-oh. He's like 3 feet taller than this guy. Sit down. Oh, who's this buzzkill security guy?
I know, it's too bad.
It was in the middle of a casino, so you can't be fighting.
The guy got
him up.
Guy got a big slap to the face in, though.
Picture. They have a still frame of the baby kick.
Do you know what I mean? Do you remember the Wizard of Oz, the Lollipop Guild, that weird kick dance that they did?
I remember the Lollipop Guild.
Yeah, they did a weird kick dance. That's what his kicks look like.
I was thinking of Righteous Rick when kick. I saw that one kick to the shins, because Rick, I don't know if he connected as well as Rick did.
Oh my God, this is so dumb. That's what his kicks look like to me. Really short. Really staccato. All right, enough.
When I was in Traverse City, one of our greatest lands for an interview was one of these three guys.
Was it Billy Barty?
I want to say his name is...
It was quite a land, Brandon. What a get.
I also got Donald Trump when I was in Traverse City.
That's right. So he fired you.
Yeah, he did fire me, which is something... The President of the United States fired me.
Brandon, you're doing a terrible job. You're fired.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, how cool is that?
Trump to do a drop?
I had to talk to him for like 3 minutes on the phone because we were in commercial, and he was really, really nice.
You never told us about this.
I think I did.
You told me.
Really? I don't think I heard that. Either
that
I wasn't paying attention, or you were farting every 2 seconds.
That was when Trump was, he was doing interviews for Romney. He was basically doing radio interviews saying...
Oh, hey, Romney was running.
Yeah, you should vote for Mitt Romney.
Also in Brandon's prep today was a lengthy piece. Is the Holocaust survivor number, is that number good?
Oh, God. Oh, that's a good 89-year-old
guy. He's marrying a 42-year-old. She's pretty cute.
Great rack.
Yeah.
Guy's 89.
Good they're already him. Married, so they might be on their honeymoon.
Is she marrying him because he's a Holocaust survivor?
Probably consummating it right now.
Hot.
Oh, yeah.
And also the jockeyless horse that won a race.
I know. We got to save that for next Tuesday.
The jockey fell off the horse, and it still won the race. But it had less weight on it.
Midway
had an advantage. And you sent me that Woodstock story, too, about Woodstock 50.
It's the longest story.
It was really long. Did you read it?
I started to, and I spaced out.
I somehow made it through the whole thing. I don't know how I did it. But
hey, you know what's funny about Woodstock? I started watching on Netflix... I think it's a PBS documentary they have that's like an hour and a half, which I think is a different one than you watched.
Okay, there's quite a few of them. They're all pretty good, really.
So I'm watching it, and you know, they're talking to some of the people that attended, and they're like, we had no plan. We had no food. We just got in the car and went and relied on the help of others. And I'm sitting there, and I hate thinking about the generational thing, but that would never happen with today's generation. Relying on strangers?
Well, that's what I thought was kind of interesting about the discussion about Woodstock 50 was that...
Everything would have to be planned. We'd have to have the right amount of food and flights.
Yeah, no, it is... People are not survivalists like they were then. People just went, I don't care if I'm wet. I don't care if I'm muddy. Yeah. I don't care if I don't have a tent. You know, we'll go and camp in the woods and, you know, we'll abandon the car. We'll go pick it up later.
There's a country... I don't know what country it is in Europe where they have this thing where they basically... We'll take like an 8-year-old kid and just send him out into the woods, make him find his way home. Have you ever heard that?
They did what?
They'll take like, it's like a rite of passage. They take the 8-year-old, they send him out in the woods, they drop him off in the woods, and then they go, find your way home. I want to say it's Denmark. one of those wacky countries with all white people.
Anyway, I don't understand. Michael Lang put together the first one, and you know there were a lot of bumps in the road to do Woodstock 50. They were going to do Watkins Glen, where they had 600,000 people for the Allman Brothers and the Grateful Dead in 1973. So you would think Watkins Glen could handle, 150,000 Woodstock people 50 years later, but apparently not. I think there's standards in place, and you know a certain comfort has to be achieved, or people won't just suck it up.
Yeah.
And I think Michael Lang felt that if a few people are a little uncomfortable, it's no big deal. And a lot of other people felt that no one can be uncomfortable at all.
Lord.
And the people who, the production people were going to put on said, this place can only handle 61,000. No more than 61,000.
That's the production people, not like the government has some kind of code.
No, they were relying on the Woodstock people to come up with a number. And Michael Lang was saying 125,000, at least 100,000 there. And the production people were saying, nope, 61,000. First they said 65, and they were arguing. Then they said, nope, 61 is the most. And I think there's a lot to that, that, you know, people in 1969 would just kind of go and they'd figure out a way to get through it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people can do that now, or they wouldn't want to. And, you know, they have phones now. I mean, you got a way to communicate. You got a lot of things going for you. And also,
everyone has special dietary needs. They can't just eat at a hamburger stand. And
you won't need the personal announcements because of text messages.
There is a little boy whose name is Nicky. A young man by the name of Nikki, whose mother is Sunshine. She is waiting for you. She is looking for you at the first aid tent.
Those are real announcements.
Yeah.
You know, they're so clean sounding, too. They really sound good, even 50 years later. I mean, the audio quality isn't bad. So, anyway, the interesting thing was, you know, they start booking all these guests. They don't even have all their permits. And they're like, we got to book guests. I mean, you got to save the date. And all that. And so they're booking people like Jay-Z and Miley Cyrus. And they have to give them $500,000 up front.
Really?
They have to pay them. And they don't get it back if they don't play.
They don't get it.
No.
So all that money.
No, they got all that money.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh, man. You know who else was scheduled to be there?
Who?
Oh, no,
they were the last ones to drop out.
Yeah.
The guy that's up 50. Whatever I said.
We're the only man whose deposit was refundable.
We're going to need a new bass player.
Our down payment is only $500.
Anyway, they think it takes 125,000 people or so, and they can pay the talent this much. Well, when they find out they can only have 61,000, it's like, well, we already spent $32 million on talent. It's like, we're not even going to make any money. And so the finance company, they said, we're out of here. We're taking the $17 million that's left in the account, and we're taking it out. So all of a sudden they got, oh, we got no money. Oh, my God, we don't have any money. So, I mean, all these things have to be paid for.
This is when
for.
They should put a call into Billy McFarlane, figure out how they can raise money really quick. Prepay food.
They didn't throw in the towel until, I mean, they just threw
well,
in the towel.
They moved the venue a couple times.
I know. I don't know how do people do this stuff. I don't know how you can even keep going. But this Michael Lang, who did the original Woodstock, he was like, hey, man, it'll be okay. Don't worry.
Well, he did the original one, and he did 94. 94 was a massive. That
he
was
did 99,
to,
too.
And 99 was a little bit of a disaster.
There were some problems in 99, but they got it done. I mean, it wasn't
it was
a total
a great
disaster.
Show. I love that show.
94, there was a lot of rain, too, but we had a lot of fun, and it seemed like everybody else did. I thought that was a big success. So I don't. You know, Michael Lang blames it on the finance people that, you know, they just pulled out. They just quit on us. And they, a lot of other people blame it on Michael Lang and say, he's just not realistic. And he had 50 years to do this and everything was last minute.
He was planning it 49 years ago.
He needed Andy King.
It seemed like they did have enough time, but they just didn't pick the right venue. It just, you know, there was too many disputes about the venue. I don't know how you can go forward with something like that. But anyway. They were going to do a little thing at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Maryland, which holds like 18,000, just a one-day thing, and even that couldn't happen.
Wasn't there something done at the original venue that was really artsy-fartsy?
Yeah, I think that was a smaller thing that had been planned by the town or something. But, that was too bad. I wish
that would have been
something.
Fun.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I guess they could plan for 55. Start planning now.
You know,
is the problem that there's just too many festivals now?
I don't know. I think it'd be easier to do them because there'd be more people who can put them on.
But remember Gary Graff, when we talked to him about when this was first mentioned, he had very little excitement because most of the bands mentioned were already doing most of the festival tours, and this was later in the summer.
I thought the lineup was pretty good. The lineup they were originally talking about, and they had ideas for the lineup too, like maybe they could do this. Like maybe we have this band. They could just play this whole album. But, you know, they had Bruce Springsteen was the main guy they wanted.
Really?
Bruce Springsteen had closed the show, I think. But they wanted Jay-Z. They wanted people that weren't just rock and roll, but it was really rock and roll was going to be the anchor of it. And And they ended up with, you know, people like the Black Keys and
Imagine Dragons,
the Killers, and still was a good lineup.
I'm looking at it now, it looks like a really
Santana,
good lineup.
Santana, the Lumineers, the Raconteurs.
Yeah, they had original bands from 69 that were going to be there.
Robert Plant's new band.
Yeah, Robert Plant was going to play.
I don't see Canned Heat on that list.
But
They were late to join.
They were on a secondary stage.
I'm surprised. I would have thought they would have gone after the Rolling Stones in the biggest way for this.
Yeah, it would have made more sense.
That would have been great. But anyway, no Woodstock.
Shit about my band.
Get us out of here, Brandon.
Tomorrow we'll have to talk about the Donald Sterling podcast thing.
Yes, I want to listen to that.
It's pretty. Episode one is really good. Two's a little bit.
How many episodes are there?
Three's a snooze fest. Five.
Oh, there's five episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. How much audio of Donald Sterling?
Not as much as you would think, but the Ramona Shelburne, who's put this out, it's for ESPN 30 for 30, interviewed Shelley. So Shelley goes through.
Oh.
I didn't know that there is a major incident.
Shelley Sterling interviewed for this?
Yeah.
Wow.
She went to Neiman Marcus one day to return some clothes, and guess who she ran into? Donald and V. Stiviano with a whole entourage of people. And that's what really set everything off.
V. Stiviano.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. There's some crazy shit. Donald's a wild man.
What is Stiviano up to these days?
I don't know. I hope they get into that. I haven't finished listening to it, but I hope they dive
into it. Her Instagram account really hasn't been active in a bunch of years.
How many followers does she have?
I gotta look it up.
Just Donald. Just one. Just big Donald Sterling. They talk about the Magic Johnson stuff, and I didn't know that Jerry Buss was like who he. He like, do you know he gave Jerry Buss a loan to buy the Lakers?
I didn't know that.
53,000.
Yeah,
53,000. Follow that idiot.
So then he's
she just takes selfies.
He's an influencer. Yeah. What else is she gonna do?
Then Sterling goes to Lakers games and he sees Jerry Buss. He's like, oh yeah, that'd be me. And that's kind of why he modeled himself after Jerry Buss.
Well, he was trying to pull the chicks, but I don't think he competed with Jerry Buss. I can't believe that's the chicks Jerry Buss pulled.
I know. Well, who knows how many Donald had.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully Maz gets better.
Yeah. Get well soon, Tommy.
You make it here next
He'll
Tuesday.
Never hear that.
You might hear. Yeah, you're right.
Got a lot of downtime. You should be listening.
I like us on Facebook and rate us on iTunes and Facebook and anywhere you can rate the Drew and Mike Show.
Dweller H.
It's coming to the Gay Channel.
What is it?
It's NBA Gay Preview.
Bryant trying to shake off Allen Iverson.
Who better than Marv Albert and the gang to introduce fans to the newest Gay Preview spinoff?
Garnett was so wide open. Marv, you could have hit him with that pass.
Well, let's not get crazy. Duncan try to go backdoor.
We're holding nothing back. You'll see the NBA's biggest stars pulling out their best homo moves.
Oh, Garnett! Surge of a facial on Ray Allen.
There's loads of facials and no editing out those near facials.
Three on one, O'Neal lobs, and McGrady not able to handle it.
And when's the last time you heard Jim Gray asking MJ about doing an anal scene?
That Jess Kersey said you didn't turn around, he was going to give you a mulligan.
I know, he told me that. I would have turned around if I knew that, but I didn't think about that.
Michael may be getting up there, but he proves he can still handle the young fellas on Gay Per View, NBA style.
That's too blown. Back to back.
Michael is feeling, he's blushing out there.
And don't miss your favorite stars unabashedly masturbating.
Tim Duncan trying to put on his own show. Kevin Garnett will handle himself.
Kobe's putting on a show.
Well, he said he was going to enjoy himself.
Who'd have thunk it? Individual, gangbang, and group scenes.
Nobody's going to be left out of this one this afternoon. I mean, they've given it to each other where they can finish easily.
Enjoy the NBA's best homo action and the best behind-the-scenes homo commentary.
Showing the kind of range and touch that he had last night.
Call 1-800-HEY-CUTIE to order NBA Gay Per View today.
Bryant trying to shake off Allen Iverson.